Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Advise Show Radio, the station that brings you intense discussions about the hottest topics. Make sure you join us by calling in at 347-996-3350. Now, here are your hosts, Gabriella and The Advise Show.
Everybody, what's going on? Tonight is what? Wednesday night, Miss Gabriella, am I correct? Wednesday? I lose track of days.
Yeah, I know you stay busy.
Yeah, I stay busy. Miss Gabriella stay busy, but we here. We here. We made it to another week, thank the Lord. So tonight's topic, because I'm ready to go on this one. Why women love chasing bad boys? Now, I put in that topic, bad boys, because I need to, who in the world called me? On my phone, on the unknown, I'm trying to do my dog on show. Anyway, sorry for the interruption. Let's go ahead and turn the phone down because people act like they want to call me. So we want to put up this topic because that's still going on. I had a female get mad at me or make a little slick comment. Oh, that's been going on for a long time. Why are you talking about that topic for? Well, it's still going on and it's in the news, fool. That's why I'm talking about it. Talk about what the hell I want to talk about. Somebody trying to tell me what to talk about on my crap. You know what I'm saying? That's getting kind of old, too. But anyway, Ms. Gabriella, let's go ahead and get started. Phone callers that want to speak, it's 347-996-3350. Now press the 1 button. We want to hear all your horror stories about what's going on with these females and everything. I want to know. So, Ms. Gabriella, what's going on?
Were you talking about... Because I don't want people to think that we're not talking about men having problems with finding a good girl. We're also talking about women.
It's Gabriella, are you there?
Because everybody, I mean, it seems like everybody is having problems right now.
Well,
relationships.
Well, let's discuss the news story first, and then we'll lead into it. So I don't know if you saw the promo video for this particular radio show. We had a woman that was a correctional officer, and she was arrested because she was having sex with an inmate. And she was texting inmates on Facebook and just chiming it up on Facebook with inmates. Now, why inmates had Domino's Pizza? Why inmates got Facebook pages all of a sudden? Now, I was explaining today how that happened from a brother who actually worked in the system.
That's why.
Yeah. So what they do, and he was explaining to me why this happens. See, he was saying, at least in Texas, the correctional officers don't get paid much, and they get paid maybe once a month. He told me the top pay for a correctional officer is $38,000 a year. That ain't crap. So when you see all these inmates with cell phones, okay, he was explaining to me is that if you go get a Go phone, which is like $50, an inmate will pay you $1,500 for that phone. Like, and they say, so you say, you know, these females not good with managing their money half of the time, so they'll go down and get that $1,500 lick from this dude. He said, you got an iPhone, they give you $2,000. I say, okay, where the money going to come from? The inmates got the money in jail, not on their books, in jail. So I was talking about this story with the brother, and he was like, I said, how could that happen? He said, that's easy. He said, this female will get hired, and they'll see her, and they say, oh, I'm going to get her. If you take me about a month, I'll get her. So... He said they keep shooting game at her. They keep saying how pretty she look, how certain colors look on her. He said he's just bigging her head up. He said the first day she'll come in there, her hair, like, not fixed really too much. You know, their uniform not really, you know, pressed. It's just not really, like, that tight. He said give it about a month, these chicks come in here with fresh hair done, smell like Bath and Body Works all over the place, hanging around certain units, and you just figure out, oh, okay, well, she fooling with this dude here. Well, what they call them in the system, he told me, is mules. He said certain things cost certain money. So, you know, these dudes get sex from these females. They get cell phones. That's how they start in their Facebook pages. They get, you know, pizza. They get drugs. All the stuff is brought in by the COs in there.
Yeah.
That's how it goes. And he was explaining to me, like, one cigarette, they say like a Newport. One cigarette is $20. They'll pay them $20.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just crazy. So we'll see, you know, kind of how, why it goes. Then these females, you know, he was explaining to me, not the best looking chicks, say we wouldn't even talk to them. He said, we got all these options. He said, but those dudes in there, you know, they ain't got no options, so they going to talk to them. So it just, you know, they, it is what it is. They get being stupid. But it goes back to you chasing a murderer. You chasing a criminal. This is what you want. There are men out here who are good men, who don't have kids. And see, that myth about black men got kids, y'all are a MFing lie. And I'm going to say that. That's the truth. Y'all are. Because it's a few black men who's impregnating 7-8 of y'all at a time. That's the one that got the kids.
Mm-hmm.
And like the brother I talked to today, he ain't got no kids. He's 33 years old, brother in school, got two jobs, stuff like that. Ain't got a lick of kid. You know what I'm saying? I mean, just because, you know, you say, oh, black men got kids, that's a lie. But yet, as men in general, good men are passed over. Now, Ms. Gabriella, you're a woman. Why do you think that keep happening? For a bad boy slash thug, whatever you want to call her.
I think it has to do with women. Like, they'll say, oh, well, you know, a good guy is boring. And when a girl says something like that, I think it's because she has really low self-esteem. Because somebody who really loves herself and respected herself would not sit there and chase after some inmate in prison. But a lot of times, women that will sit there and date somebody that they know goes back and forth to jail all the time, they kind of have some type of insecurity problem. And they're like, well, at least if he's in jail, he won't cheat on me. You know, and they want him to be in jail.
How you figure he won't cheat?
Well, I'm just saying that's how they think. They're like, oh, well, it's not like he's out here on the streets and he can mess with a bunch of different females. He's locked up in a cell with a bunch of men 24/7. So mm-hmm. at least I know exactly where he is. I can put money on his books. I can come visit him. And so it's almost like they want somebody that's easy to control. And since the guys, like a lot of the times when there's these relationships between like people that live on the outside and prison inmates, a lot of the times like people, they get like really, really intense feelings for the person that's in jail, because it's like, it's almost like there's like that sense of longing, and then there's the excitement, and then there's the emotional roller coaster and all that goes on. And for some people, I think they're almost like they're addicted to like destructive relationships too.
That could be it. Well, you know what? Like I said, we ain't gonna talk too long. We'll let you guys in. So if you want to talk and you're on the line, press #1 button. That way it lets me know you want to talk. The rest of y'all, I just think you're listening. So let's go ahead and let this call in since they pressed the #1 button first. Area code 615, you on the show? Area code 615.
Okay.
Yes, how you doing?
Okay. Hi, I'm Desiree. I just wanted
to. How you doing,
just
Desiree?
I'm doing fine. I love your show.
All right, well,
so
thank you for calling.
Oh, thank you. No problem. I want to add to what she had to say. I do believe women go for the bad boys for the thrill.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know exactly what they really get out of that thrill, but I just think that something just attracting, you know, they're just attracted to that bad boy mentality. They think it's good, and, you know, that's what they're in love with, and I don't know. It's kind of, you know, crazy, especially when you're an adult. It's like, okay, high school, yeah, but when you have bills, when you have, you know, when you're an adult, there's a lot to lose. So that's all I want to add to it. But
yeah,
because,
like, somebody had brought this up. Like, even celebrities do that. They was talking about, you remember Pepper from Salt and Pepper?
Yeah.
You remember her? Okay. They was talking about how Will Smith was highly interested in her, and even asked her out. She turned Will Smith down to go with Tretch from Naughty by Nature. Mm. And he went upside her head, too.
That's sad.
But that's what they like. They got some females, at least, I'm going to say, I can't speak for all communities, but I'm going to speak for mine. They got some females in our community that if you do not call them the B word and slap them in the face and all this other stuff, you know, you're not a real man. You're a punk. If you don't hit them, you're a punk.
Mm-hmm.
So that's not normal.
Yeah.
You shouldn't hit nobody in no relationship. And what happens is those females are like, some of them are mean, too. You know what I'm saying? Cause like, some dudes would want to talk to him, they'll just talk crap to a dude, turn him down. Like, you know, talk about his appearance, talk about everything. But she don't say crap to that thug at all. She chasing him, begging him. No, he got about 4 baby mamas, and she want to be number 5.
It's just because it's almost like women like do-it-yourself projects. They think that if I get with him and I bend over backwards to please him, I go to the end of the earth to bring him everything, and I give him the sun, moon, and stars, eventually he'll change. Eventually he'll love me. Eventually he'll stop staying out all night long and coming home smelling like ladies' perfume, you know. Maybe he'll stop hitting me. Maybe he'll stop selling drugs and everything. He'll change for me. Because I've seen so many times when women will get with a bad man like that, and they'll always be crying and complaining to their friends about, oh, man, I wish that so-and-so would stop selling drugs. He needs to get a real job and take care of the family. But it's like you got with him knowing that that's how he was. So I don't know what you think you're going to be able to do to change him.
Desiree, you said you never dated a thug before?
I have, and...
How many times?
I'm sorry?
How many times have you dated him?
Once,
okay. Well, once is okay, yeah. Because, I mean, you know, hey, you just don't know no better sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
But did you pass over a decent guy to be with the thug?
I did. I really did.
And what did you tell the decent guy?
I passed over a couple of decent guys just to be with the one that want to run the streets, the one to smoke the weed, you know, want to be out all night selling drugs.
Okay,
I mean,
all right. So you knew all this in advance, correct? That they
were
doing anything?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, in that time period, why did you think that was okay to be with a guy that could possibly get you locked up?
Stupid, young, dumb. I mean... just silly. I don't know. It's just so silly.
Well, let me ask you another question. Do you feel women who perpetuate that behavior, you said you did it once, do you feel a woman who constantly date those kind of men, even probably have a kid or two from those men, do you think she deserve a good guy?
Yes.
You think she deserve one?
I mean, no, she don't, but I mean, I do believe everybody, you know, deserves someone good, you know. Gosh.
Well, let me rephrase it. Do you think she can come into a situation more demanding on what she wants from a particular guy? Like, he got to be a decent guy, but he got to have this career, this particular look. He got to look this way in his physical appearance. He got to do this. He got to do that. But yet, she's not doing that because before, you know, she was dating, let's say, constantly dating thugs, got even a couple kids by a few of them. And then if a man say, I ain't taking care of them kids, oh, well, he ain't a real man. Like, hold on. The only person you need to tell a real man to is his father, not a guy you just met. So that's why I'm asking you, do you feel those women who perpetuated, and I'm not saying you did it because you say it was once for you, but do you think they deserve a good man to take care of kids that's not theirs, who don't have children at that? Do you think she deserves that kind of man?
You know what? No.
You say no?
No. Yeah.
Okay. Because I'm going to ask that question all night long. I want to hear the responses, and I'm pretty sure somebody's going to push back on that question. Well, Gabriella, if they ask you the same question, you think they deserve it?
No, because I'm like, if you settle for a man who would slap you across your face, sit there and probably bring girls into your house while you were at work, do all types of things that a man shouldn't do, like, you would accept somebody who was basically homeless. Because a lot of the times, girls will meet these guys that have absolutely nothing, pick them up, dust them off, and let them stay at their house and give them food and everything else. So you're going to sit there and give somebody basically a bum. You're going to treat him like a king. But then... after you've been done wrong, now you expect it, like you want, now you're like, okay, well, I want a guy with 6 figures. He needs to have a 6-pack. He needs to have good credit. He has to have this. He has to have that. But it's like, wait, you settled for much less before, so why do you want all of this now?
Exactly. And on that note, hold on. Let's see if we can bring Miss Steph. You're on the show.
Hello. How are you?
Hey, how you doing?
Hi, it's Divine Queen.
Oh, hey, Divine Queen, how you doing? Long time no hear.
I know. Hello, Gabriella.
Hey, how are you?
I'm fine. Okay, on to the subject. Why do we go for, I don't know. What it is, I think basically when you're younger as a female, I think you want the guy that, you know, the rough and ready kind of guy.
Mm-hmm.
And then as you get older, you're like, okay, that's not for me. It's time to move on. I want somebody to settle down with. That's what I think most females' mindsets are like when they're teenagers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, let me ask you a question, Divine Queen. Have you ever dated a thug or a bad boy? Whatever word you want to call them.
I have to admit, yes. Yes.
One time, twice, three times, how many?
Oh, come off it. We don't want to admit to that. But just say a couple of times.
A couple of times. Oh, okay. All right. And the reason why I'm asking these questions, I'm just trying to poll in my mind how many women are dating these kind of guys. Now, the other Desiree that was on, she stated that she knew the guy was involved with some stuff that, you know, wasn't really good. Now, was he really a bad boy or was he faking like he was one? Because some guys these days, you know, fake like they are just to get a woman now.
No, he was really a bad boy.
Okay, well,
yeah,
the Divine Queen, he was a bad boy?
Yeah, I have to admit, yes.
Okay, did you pass over some good men to date them?
I passed over two, yes.
Oh, for the life of me, I don't get it. I just don't.
I blame women, 24/7. It's ignorance. When you're younger, you're not thinking like that, though. That's what you've got to understand. It was when you get older and you're, you know, the brain cells kick in, then you realize, okay, this is what you want and this is what you're going for.
Mm-hmm. And you know, I'm sorry, not to cut you off, but the reason why a lot of young people make a lot of stupid decisions, and I'm not saying that this is an excuse, but your brain doesn't fully develop until you're about 21. And some people, their brain develops a little bit slower or faster, depending on who you are. And so the part that develops the last is your critical thinking. You know, that part of your brain, you're able to really process things and really, really think things through. And so a lot of girls make mistakes and mess with really bad people when they're like about 14 to about 21. So that's when you're really just trying to find yourself, and you're probably insecure. You probably are, you know, you're starting to develop into a woman. Your body is going through all these changes. And when you see some guy that comes along and he's like those guys that you see on TV, you know, he's like all the rappers. He's got the money. He's got the nice clothes. He has a certain type of aura about him, you know?
That's attractive. Yeah, I agree. Even though there's that conception that women develop mature much faster than men, that's true. But in some aspects, we're still quite behind in certain things. So when it comes to picking men, you probably want to go with peer pressure. You probably go with what's trendy at the time. And at the time, it just happens to be bad boys, I guess, when you're younger. That's that's the only thing I can really put it down to be honest. We can't excuse it. It just happens.
But Divine Queen, listen, why is it an epidemic in our community, though? It's an epidemic. I understand if you're young. I'm not even saying nothing if you're young. If you do that, come on, everybody do stuff like that when they're young. But when you get in your 30s and you're still doing that, your 40s and you're still doing that.
No, that's ridiculous.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? I mean, everybody get a pass on something. I wouldn't say nothing if a girl's 21, 22 doing that. I mean, come on, she's still learning. But, you know, when people it's perpetual, that's all they want to fool with, they pass over all these decent men, and then it gets to a point that a lot of men feel that, you know, when it comes to at least in our community, that black women, they don't want us if we decent men. If we ain't no hard-head thug, then they don't want us. Then, you know, you have a lot of black men get to a point. It's like, some people, believe it or not, that make videos even on YouTube, a lot of it comes from, I'm not talking about, I ain't mentioning names, I don't do that here, but a lot of it, believe it or not, comes from rejection and getting their feelings hurt a lot.
Or it could be a mama issue. Yeah, I'm going to be honest. I agree with you with that. And I can also say from the black male's point of view, I can kind of, in a sense, understand why they say that, you know, they feel like if they're like more educated or they speak properly or whatever the case may be, they might feel like us black women don't want them. That is not the case. I just think it's just, it kicks in a lot later. And then when it does kick in a lot later for us that this is what we really want, by that time, most black men are like, you know what, I'm over it. I don't know. They probably feel like because they're more of a nerdy kind of guy,
Queen, it's not always the nerdy guys. It's just guys that just don't get in trouble. Guys that don't sag their pants. Yeah. Guys that don't have tattoos all over the place. You know what I'm saying? That's guys actually saying, I actually love you. I want to marry you. And like, oh, I don't want that. Like, why? And then that same guy, That same guy, if a woman of a different race, go after that guy and say, oh, this is a good man, and he marries this woman, and then all of a sudden now y'all kind of sell out in Uncle Ruckus is all of a sudden. But yet all that time, you would die hard for the sister. You would die hard. That's all you wanted. But, like, eventually, you know, if a man by himself, you know, with too long, he'll be like, you know, look, obviously they don't want me. So then I got these females that actually want me. They won't leave me alone. So I'm going to give them a chance. That's why it's not. I don't think it's fair to attack black men for doing that. Now, if they Uncle Rucker stuff, saying, "Oh yeah, well, this white female, she's better than black women," I don't agree with that stuff. That's wrong.
Nobody's
better than nobody. Okay, but if it's just, hey, he met her, you know, whatever, and he tried his best. They didn't want him. I mean, what could he say? I mean, you expect a man to get 45 or 50 by himself, still waiting on, you know, his African queen to come in her chariot out of the sky? What is he supposed to do?
That's another thing. We can't expect of both worlds. That's another thing we've got to learn as well. If we're rejecting the good men, if that's what it seems, we're rejecting all the good men as black women, then in that sense, I can understand why the good black men just say, you know what, forget it, I'll go to another race. But if they just go into another race for the pure hatred of black women, now that I don't agree with.
Because hatred, and the reason why that's not good is because hatred is like a cancer.
Right.
And hatred would not only affect that relationship, but it would affect every relationship in your life. So just like you can't contain cancer to one area, you got to destroy it, well, you can't allow hate. And, you know, sometimes, you know, I've always been the type of person, I accept my lot in life. Okay, like, if these females don't like me and somebody else do, well, I mean, who am I to say? I mean, aren't we all God's children anyway? So, you know, just go on with that. Now, my personal opinion, I couldn't be at all be with a white chick, but it has nothing to do with their looks. It's just we can't relate like that. I have to be with a minority. I've always said that. If it wouldn't be a black woman, it has to be a minority, period. But that's me. Wow. Everybody else is different. Because I'm saying, my thing is, if I experience racism on the job and I got a white chick, she won't understand. Because she don't know how it feels to go through that. Versus, let's say, if I put a black chick, Hispanic chick, or Arab, Native American, or somebody else, a minority, they can understand that to a point.
You know, be able to relate at some level.
Some level of consciousness, you know, or whatever. That's where they got to be, too. Because I wouldn't say, because they got some of them that's just no different than, say, if you date a white girl, because they just in La La Land, a lot of them. But let me get Erico 678 on the show.
Hey, how you doing? This is Classy. I want to give a different look on all this.
Okay.
All right. First of all, for you advice, I want you to look at the story of Henry Upshaw when you got time. It's the one good man that Iceberg Slim met before he turned to doing all
hey,
the
brother, hold on, brother. You got some sort of echo somewhere back there?
I'm not on speaker, and I don't have any computer on with your show on, so I don't know where I have to echo.
Okay, well, go continue.
But I'll step outside if you want. But so anyway, Henry Upshaw, in the story of Iceberg Slim. When you got time, check out his story. And the unfortunate thing, just like with my father, was the Henry Upshaw story. I think bad men are created when they see the dirt that their mothers do. And when you grow up as a male and you have this, now I got a different relationship with my mom. Me and my mom get along, but for a lot of people, they don't get along with their mother. And they have this angelic view of their mom until they see the things that their mom does. And when they see the things their mom does, they all of a sudden turn into something else. So here's the other thing. Girls go through it here in America as well, because you got to remember, most of these mothers are trying to show they daughters to be their eternal girlfriends. They want to be their daughter's besties when they have nothing going on in their life. Now, that's not all women, but I want you to take a fair look at a lot of people that you interact with. The mothers have nothing going on, and they're constantly in their daughter's life. And the last part I want you to look at is mothers, unfortunately, teach their daughters the opposite of what these other cultures teach. These other cultures, Indian, Pakistani, Asian, they tell the boys, do this so you can rely on yourself. They tell the girls, do this so you can find a good husband. Or in Black America, they say the opposite. They tell the boy, do this so you can take care of a woman, but not yourself. And then they tell the girls, do this so you don't need a man. Then you put them out into the world. Let me give you another view. When you go outside of America, haven't you noticed older people date younger people? But here in America, we try to tell this young person, you know, you should only date this person. Well, that's because, and this is the punchline of everything I'm saying, what you guys were talking about earlier, and I think your counterpart, your wife or your counterpart said it really good, women want control over these dudes. Do you know how hard it is to control a suit and tie dude, a dude that got plans, a dude that got a blog talk show? You can't control him.
You're alpha male.
You can't control that guy. You got to work with that guy. And that's hard for a woman. That's hard for a woman to do. Now, she'll say, I don't mind doing that.
It's hard for a woman that was not raised correctly. Because if a woman was raised correctly, she would know that the role of a woman is to support the man, not to try to step on top of him, not to try to be the authority in the household. The woman's job is to support him so that he can help you out. That's what other races of people are taught. But Black people are taught, like Black women are taught, oh, you don't need no man. Go to school, get yourself a degree so you can take care of yourself. You don't need to rely on anybody but yourself.
Right. Yeah. So when girls are being taught that and they running into a dude that they can't control, that's hard for them. I've been a drug dealer, I've been a gun shooter, and I've been a professional dude, which is what I am. I got more love from chicks by being shiesty than I did from being stand-up. But at the same time, I understand, because me as a stand-up dude, you can't hypnotize me with no vagina. You can't hypnotize me with no head.
Yeah. Let me add to that. When you get to certain levels of income, that just throwing your looks and throwing sex ain't not going to cut it no more. You gotta bring a little bit more to it. They only impress broke dudes. And like you said, them broke dudes, yeah, they thirsty. They'll chase behind that. But, you know, a made man, he can get that at any time and don't think nothing of it.
Now watch this. I'm going to ask this question of the panel, not your co-host, because I know she's going to answer eloquently. But I'm going to suggest this to your panel. The guy that was a thug that you felt was no good, that you left the good guy for. Okay, imagine for a second, I want to know how the panel is going to respond. If that guy had the same identical look of the guy you was attracted to at that time, but he was, let's say, 8 years older and he was established, meaning he had his own car and his own everything, you couldn't tell him nothing, would you have still hollered at him?
Do we have to
I'm going to answer first. The bang queen. Yeah, would you talk to a guy that looks exactly like the one you was dating?
Well, are we talking about when you're younger or now?
I'm talking about he just has the exact same look, but he's 8 to 10 years older and he's super established. Are you going to talk to that guy?
At this point in my life now or when I'm younger?
No, back in the day when you were younger.
Back in the day.
Oh, back in the day. Yeah. I don't think I probably would have back in that day, no. But now, yeah.
Okay, and thank you for being brave, but I'm going to back up and say this. The reason why most people would say no is because they are taught that the older guy is not to be respected. The established guy is not to be respected. You need somebody who ain't going to control you, girl, so you gravitate toward the dudes who are busted and disgusted, and later on, after you're hooked like a fish, you hope that they're a good fisherman and put you in an aquarium, but actually they eat you. This is not rocket science. Dudes understand this because, hey, advice, you ain't going to get with nobody prior to your good situation now. You ain't going to get nobody to jeopardize your situation no matter how good they look. And most of us men are like that.
Nope.
But the dumb dudes, women think those are all us, the dumb dudes that just blindly go, but then you see they 3 babies deep, 8 babies deep. You know, those are not us. So I'm going to back up and say that. The suit and tie dude, he's not respected. And so more and more dudes,
let me tell you about that, too. I want to bring something up about the suit and tie guy and the guy who's not acting like, you know, a lot of these broke dudes, they try to be flashy to get these females. But he broke. I mean, but the dude, the decent dude got his American Express card in his pocket. He got money in his bank. He's taking care of himself. Actually, he could get action and say, you know what, girl? You know, let's go to Vegas for the weekend. Forget it.
Mm-hmm.
What thug going to take you to Vegas for the weekend? Fly you there, do that, and fly you back. I can understand the thug type of dude was doing that. Like, man, he takes me on trips. He takes me on vacations. And he takes me to nice restaurants. He don't do none of that. And them females still want him. You look at me taking to McDonald's.
I have to agree.
It's true. It's true. And a woman will sit there and look at a man who walks around with just like maybe a polo shirt and some khaki shorts and some regular shoes. They might be like, oh, he's broke. But they'll sit there and see somebody who has on diamond earrings and a whole bunch of tattoos and gold chains, throwing money at the club. They'll be like, he obviously has money because he has a fancy car and nice clothes.
Only broke men show their money.
Only broke men show their money.
Any man that got something know not to show your money because, number one, why are you going to set yourself up to get robbed? That's number one. Number two, you don't want no woman to know how much money you make because she's going to come at you like that. You looking for a gold digger when you're throwing money like that. I'll be crying broke all day long, be having like 20 stacks in the bank. That's how you got to do it.
But then look at what Becky does. Becky goes out, runs, exercises. When she meets this dude, it's ha-ha. She does all the little feminine games. She plays the role. Now, Becky might be a VP of a company, but she plays the role. She doesn't come at this dude sloppy. She doesn't come at this dude without a conversation until she gets this dude, white or black. Then Betsy does what a lot of people do. She lets herself go, or maybe she don't. But the point is, before she gets the prize, she plays the role. She plays with this dude's head, plays with the back of his head, strokes his ego. You know, and so when you're dealing with ladies who do not have that type of savoir faire, they don't have that type of articulation to put in the dude's ear, then guess what they gravitate toward? What's easy. Sade, when you going to come and hit this?
Yeah, it's like that. I mean, for any, you know what, and for any man that got sense, that's a turnoff right then and there. Like, why? Like, why I want you like that? It's like you deciding, man, if I want to hit this chick or not. If I hit this chick, I ain't calling this chick no more. You know what I'm saying? Because think about it. If she sat up there and gave it to you, you know she gave it to about 7 other 8 dudes, because I say this much. If a woman offers you her body too quick, she has nothing else to offer because she would have offered it already. She would have offered her personality, her conversation, you know, something she could bring to the table. I mean, that's what I want. I want, you know, somebody that's going to do that with me. Mm-hmm. You know, you get sex from anywhere.
Exactly.
But the guys that talk like you are not respected advice.
Do what?
The guys that talk like you are talking right now are not respected.
But you know what, though? At the end of the day, we are.
When they get that epiphany. Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day, we are.
Yeah.
When they're 25, 26, they got three kids, that's when they
want to. No. You're giving them no. When they get 30 plus, they don't do it in their 20s. They do it in their 30s. You look if they do it in their late 20s. It happens in their 30s.
Hmm.
You know, oh, shoot. They look at all the thing about it is the maternal clock starts ticking. They start thinking, dog, I got to get me a man. All my friends probably getting married, you know, say whatever, and, man, I still ain't got nobody. So they start thinking about that junk. Every time, so in your 20s, you don't think about that junk. You still young, you jumping up and down, but you notice the change in your body at 30. And every year after 30, you start noticing changes. It's like, shoot, I'm getting old. I need somebody. So that's where it goes.
Because she doesn't want to be that old lady on the bus. She doesn't want to be that old lady on the bus. Can't wait to see her bus friend and get to work because there's nothing going on at home. Matter of fact, she loves work more than she loves home because home is cold. Home is quiet. Yeah, she might do a soap opera or a couch movie or whatever, but she's done that 100 times. So she's one of those people can't wait to get to work so she can actually feel like she's alive.
Now, another issue that I'm seeing, too, when it comes to, let's say, not we talk about one group, but you talk about them master's degree sisters that got them jobs, sometimes it's harder to talk to them than it is to other chicks chasing the thugs because they like, oh, well, I got this and I got that. And they some of them really take on a lot of manly traits within the corporate world, and they bring that to their relationships. And then they think they can run you and feel like, oh, well, he ain't got his master's degree like me, and you know, thinking, you know, talking down to you just a little bit. And a lot of men go through that. And so some women think in our community, oh, well, they're jealous of our success. But no, it's not the success. It's the way you're talking to them like they're not a man because they don't have a master's degree like you. You don't have to have a master's degree to do good in life. Like I said, I know people that don't even have a high school education and making six-figure income.
Mm-hmm. But people, see, that's the thing. I think the problem with a lot of women like that that have those really, really high degrees is that their standards are way too high and unrealistic.
No, it's great. I don't take nothing from them, though, Ms. Gabrielle. That's awesome that you got
that.
A degree. I didn't say that. Black women are the most educated women in America. They are. But, you know, now, see, this would be a different, show. This would be a different show to talk about this, though, because a black woman could have a master's degree and doctor's degree, but yet why black women aren't running all these HR departments and businesses and everything if they're the most educated in America. Well, but, you know, that's systematic racism. That's another video show. But,
oh, wow.
You know, the attitude that comes – yeah, I mean, because, yeah, it's kind of sad. But the attitude that comes –
like, their attitude is what's messed them up. It's not – I mean, there's nothing wrong with having an education.
No, I don't agree with you. I don't agree with you on that. When the corporate world, they treat – I'm sorry, and Classic agree with me. When they get in the corporate world in front of white folks, they got teeth for days. They nice. When they get in front of black folks, especially black men, they roll in their eyes. And they talk about, I've seen it. With my
totally
eyes. Like, what did I do to you?
Oh my
like, what did I do? The white man.
Disagreeing with me, and I'm trying to say that I agree with your point. I'm saying that their standards are too high, meaning that they expect too much. Like, I've seen interviews where, or there was like a TV show where these black women were in their late 30s, and they were still trying to figure out, well, why are we not married? Why can't I find a man? And they were showing them, like, going on dating sites, and they would be reading, like, guys' profiles, and then, like, let a guy have one spelling mistake, and they're like, oh, well, he's dumb. Or they'll look at, like, they'll ask the guy how much money he makes, and if he doesn't say a high amount, they'll be like, oh, well, you're broke. You can't afford me. And, you know, they'll ask him what he does for a living, and if it's not, like, if he's not, like, a CEO or something, they don't want to date him. And they have really, really high expectations. They want, I mean, I'm not saying that you should just have low standards, but some of them have unrealistic standards. Like, they want somebody who looks like Boris Kojo or looks like, you know, the top, attractive male actors in Hollywood, but then he also has to have an education. He also has to make a lot of money. And realistically, you can't have everything. You're usually going to only find somebody who has about 80% of what you want.
And you know, Boris is out here. Boris didn't know how to speak English when he met old girl. Old girl helped him with his English. And, you know, that's another thing, that ability to find a lady that's willing to keep herself on point in femininity and still be able to help this dude. But to y'all's point, I work in medical. When I say the most prejudiced people on the planet work in medical when it comes to seeing a black man, it's amazing. I've seen black men write papers on it, and you kind of want to see a white woman or a white guy as your lead or your counterpart because this unnecessary adversity that you get from some ladies of power. It's like, wow, really? You know, you're managing and your team isn't succeeding. It's obvious because I'm in this meeting with you. So shouldn't you want somebody with that type of drive and energy to try to get things done or bring some type of, you know, increase the customer service ratings or something? No, not you. I'd rather have blue-eyed, unqualified cat. Okay, no problem, move on. And that's the type of energy you get. You get that. So it causes guys, once they succeed, to be like, I'm going to take who's the nicest. Haven't you noticed most successful black men, and y'all can research this, haven't you noticed most successful black men do not necessarily marry the prettiest woman in the room? They marry the woman they like coming home to. Black Enterprise magazine did a thing where they said 83% of all black males making over $100,000 are married to sisters. So this whole thing of we chasing white women is a facade.
It is a facade. That is facade. Because Divine Queen, you remember that video that I left a comment to you on the other day?
Yes, but can I just, before you go into that, can I just put out there to the black males that are listening? Our sisters love you all around the world. Please do not let the internet or, you know, the publicity fool you and think that we don't. We love our brothers. Go ahead.
But you're in England, so I got a lot of love when I was in England. I mean, that's totally different.
Okay.
Yeah, now see, the tone is a little different. I noticed, too, like, say, with sisters from, like you say, the UK versus sisters from America, or sisters from, let's say, African countries or whatever, and Ms. Gabriella can attest to that. You know, it's a totally different vibe. So, like, Divine Queen, if you came over here, I'm going to tell you right now what would happen. People hear you speak, and the guys go to you just to hear you speak.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, oh, where'd you come from? A black woman talk like that? That's the first thing they'll do. So you wouldn't really have much of a problem, but your attitude isn't the same as, you say, an American attitude. Because Americans have just a certain attitude here. That's, you know, it's quite different, you know. Now, were you raised, let me ask you a question. Did your mother or somebody in your family tell you you don't need a man?
No. I've always told, see, I come from a Caribbean family. So most people in the UK come from Caribbean or African background. So we have strong Caribbean or African heritage with us here.
Mm-hmm.
We were always told that the men are our leaders. We look up to our men. Our men, we don't compete with them. We've never had to compete with them, and we always need our men. So I don't know if you have that out there in the U.S.
Well, I can be honest with you, and Classic can agree to this. No, we don't have that here, at least in our community. Now, if more talk like you, then you probably wouldn't have a family problem that we have now, at least here in the States.
But we still have a family problem here in the U.K.
Well, they have a family problem, but Divine Queen, let's give a little history on that. When I was out there, the unfortunates of the early 90s of England, it's the same thing that happened in America. Certain groups of women wanted to disrespect males, and those males got picked up by other races, kind of like here, and then those that were left was the unworthy wolves. So there was a period of time, and you could even see shows back in the day when I used to watch Tomorrow People back in England, you'll see shows where, you know, Tomorrow People was not like this. I just wanted to set the timeline. It was like you got dissed a little bit. Now, not me because I was a Yank, but you got dissed a little bit by certain groups of ladies who happen to be black. And then when the white girls start coming in droves chasing the brothers, then the ladies start getting a little bit of a clue. But then they was left with some not so decent dudes. It's getting back better from my understanding, but it's not the way it used to be when I was out there. So, it you know, that's the history.
Okay, I'm with you now. Okay.
Yeah, because, like, you know, you like on that video, like I said, I left a comment on and everything. And, like, you know, when I hear those videos from some sisters that talk about, oh, you know, these white women, I say, man, white women ain't checking for us like that, like what y'all talking about. Y'all just let, I say, y'all let a few, you know, instances of that that's on TV make you think that brothers just walk around with white women all over the place. They don't. I'm telling you,
they don't.
They don't.
Not at all. My homeboy just got his first white girl.
Wow.
There you go.
See?
It's not all over the place. That's why I don't like hearing videos like that. Because it's just not true.
Even over here in the UK, don't get me wrong, there is a lot of interracial you know, relationships and marriages, but it's not a big thing. It's mainly you're more likely to see black males with black females. You're not really...
Yeah.
It's not something that... I see, like, I think it's made, like... It's made more bigger on internet and on media than it actually is. It's not that big of a problem. And the few that are in interrelation, that are in, you know, black with males with white women or white black women with white males, that number is quite small. It's not as big as people try to make it out to be, in my eyes anyway.
But it's the truth, though, because, and think about it, if you do the research on interracial marriages, the white woman, black man marriage is the worst marriage to get into because that has the most highest divorce rate out of anybody else a black man can marry. And I know why it had, because number one, okay, she's having pressure just from society because she's with you as a black man, okay? Number one, they're going to look at her, you know, as trash. She probably got people in her family, maybe one person, maybe a few, or somebody she know who's racist. So that puts a lot of conflict with her all the time. Maybe she's tired of the stares. Maybe she's tired of her coworkers saying stuff or whatever. I mean, it is a lot of pressure on white women when they with a black man more than anybody. But sometimes I tell white women, why don't y'all pressure white men? Because every time I look up, if they're not with you, they with an Asian chick. And y'all don't say crap. Y'all let them get away with murder.
But I will give you some information and advice on challenging that statement. Jennifer Brader, light-skinned black woman who created that study through the Pew Research Center, is a daughter of a biracial, father white, mother black scenario. And that whole model is designed to show her family as the ideal family. She even went on to say that in a couple of interviews at a couple of universities where she spoke, where she kind of recanted how bad she felt that her mom and dad was being ridiculed. And in her model, it shows white males and black females as the more identical, the more ideal relationship. So for anybody quoting that Pew Research Center stuff, I just say buyer beware because of the person that created it.
No, I didn't get that from Pew Research Center, not that one. There's just some things I was read up on it's a little while ago. But let me see,
okay.
I got some other people holding on here. Let me see, get them on in the conversation. Area code 302, you're on the show.
Hello.
What's going on, brother?
I'm doing good, and you?
Oh, I'm all right. What's on your mind about the topic?
Oh, it's about women passing good men for thugs.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I just think that's the young girl mentality, like I usually see that in middle school and high school where bad boys was the thing, and like if you were a good guy that was nerd, that wasn't cool. And like what Gabriella said earlier, girls like it for the thrill, and I never understood that, like what excitement do you get and what fun do you get out of dating a thug? It never makes sense to me.
Yeah, because some women may say, well, y'all like to date those old ratchet chicks and all it is the same thing. No, it's not the same thing, because we not dating a criminal. We dating a chick. She may be a little loose in her morals. She may be giving up a little quicker, and she look good, but she ain't going to get us arrested. Hmm. She ain't going to say, hey, hold this dope for me because the police coming. She ain't going to say that.
I never thought of that, actually. That's a new one, yeah.
I mean, so cause men mostly do stuff because of the look. You know, so what women do it for then? What, looks? What is it? You say excitement. That's why I was telling her before the show started. I told Ms. Gabriella, we not no circus clowns to entertain you. Like, he's exciting. He's exciting. Well, we
it's
ain't got no
true.
Hobbies
That's
to excite
what
you.
Thinking. But a fire show, it is actually true. I think when you're younger, I think it's the excitement, the adrenaline. That's
it
what
is.
I think you're focusing on.
You know,
then
that is, I guess it would be exciting. It's like you kind of live out some Bonnie and Clyde fantasy or something. I don't know. I don't see it appear. But that's what it seems like. Because they want to be around. I think the problem is that, you know, in black American culture, we idolize thugs. I mean, look at all the people that are, you know, the celebrities that are famous right now. We got all these people that claim that they're ex-drug dealers. They talk about selling drugs in their songs. They perpetuate all these negative stereotypes. And so when you find someone in real life who reminds you of a Chief Keef, or he reminds you of, I don't know, a Slim Thug, or I don't know the rapper's name.
Whoever's out there at the time, yeah.
Yeah, whoever's out there at the time, they remind you. See a man, he's like, oh yeah, he looks just like 2 Chainz. He got dreads, he got tattoos, you know, he got swag. He sells drugs, so maybe he has money. So that means he's gonna buy me some purses and shoes and stuff. I mean, that's what girls chase after. They want to live out some type of fantasy, I guess. That's what it seems like.
And this is why I'm still messing around, and I just can't wait till I turn like 21 or 22, where I expect women to be more mature and.
Keep
hey, brother, let me help you. Don't expect that. What you, just as a suggestion, what you should do, and this is just a suggestion, you set the standard for whoever comes in your circle and don't expect them to be anything but you allow in, meaning that whatever you get hypnotized by, blame yourself. Whatever you allow into your circle, blame yourself. But at no time, even your homeboys, don't expect nobody to be nothing. The only thing you can expect is, hey, look, I allowed you in my circle, and this is my code of conduct while you're in my circle. They can call you arrogant. They can diss you. You got to protect yourself. That's my suggestion to you. Don't expect nobody to be anything. Just go through what they need to go through to get in your circle, because you are a prize, and you really got to own that about yourself.
Yeah, see, I'm going to piggyback that what he told you, because, you know, it's like I did that same thing. It's like when I went through the situation with my divorce and everything, I said, you know what? I said, I'll get married one more time. I said, after that, that's it, because I ain't doing it again. I said, so I'm going to pick better this time. So I drew out a list of everything I needed in a woman and what I just won't put up with. And I said, she violates anything on this list that I won't put up with, she gone. I don't care about nothing. I don't want to hear no second chance. She gone, period. And you got to get like that. Like you said, they may call you arrogant. You know, they may call you all kind of names. But either this chick going to like you even more because you firm and you stand on your 2 feet on stuff and not back down, or she, like I said, she going to walk off. Because, like, some of these females you were talking about, they try to control you. You know, because if you let it, like, I was telling this brother today. He was saying about his chick always checking his phone. A dude work 2 jobs and go to school. He ain't got time to even be fooling with nobody. But yet, she said, oh, you still got time. That's why I want to check your phone. I said, see right there? I said, brother, you're not happy at all in your life. And nah, I'm not happy. I said, ain't no way some grown woman going to be checking my phone. I tell them from the jump, you ain't checking my phone. I'm a grown. I said, my mama ain't even be checking my phone. So if she don't check it, you think you going to check it? Well, I think this, I think this. You know what? I don't care what you think.
why are you hiding something? Why don't you let me check my phone? Of course, I don't believe that people should check people's phones, because I feel like that forces someone to just want to leave.
You can check phones all day long. You unless you handcuff the man 24 hours a day, he can go cheat. You can't stop somebody from cheating unless they want to do. Checking a phone not going to stop them. They got too many apps to hide stuff now.
Exactly.
Well, she wants to do that because it's an area of control. It's the same thing that a man wants to do it. When people want to control other people, they want to find evidence and ammunition. But this I would also say to the younger brother, put yourself in a position, man, to look at life like this. Everything you do must be a benefit to you. You can't get comfortable with nothing. Your job needs to be a benefit to you. Otherwise, you need to find a new one. And your chick needs to be a benefit to you. I mean, it's not an issue of being arrogant with the female. I'm just talking about protection, because you never want to get mad at an outer person, the white man or a woman. These are choices that you allow into your circle. As soon as you take ownership, like I've done, then, hey, you know, I don't get mad at outside stuff no more, because either I allowed it in and I said, oh,
body,
made a mistake, allowed that.
And I understand that, but yeah, one thing I want to get to back to the part where you're talking about a female checking a dude's phone. That's one thing, too. I thought a relationship was about trust, loyalty, and commitment. If you checking your man's phone, it just shows me you don't really trust him, so why are you with him?
Exactly. You don't have trust, you have nothing.
And another thing we need to put out there for the sisters is to say to the sisters, be careful what you're looking for, because you might just find it. Don't go looking if you're not prepared to find something.
Because they got some dudes that be like this. She say I'm cheating, I might as well give her something to talk about. They got some dudes like that. So you keep on messing with that dude for like I tell the dude, I don't care what that chick she can do it one time, and after you tell her, she do it again. No, you got to go, because it's kind of like this. If you give them an inch, they're gonna take a mile. There's no reason for you to be tiptoeing like having that. What's that chick name? And why do we get married? Marcus and what's the other chick? There's always screaming and yelling and taking
the phone. Oh, I know. I remember. I can't remember her name, but the dark-skinned one. The dark-skinned lady,
Yeah, I know
you're talking. Yeah.
Give me your phone, Marcus. All that stuff.
Exactly. And she was looking for something. Then she found it, but it wasn't what she thought it was going to be.
Oh, man. I could not be with a woman like that. No.
I will give away this small secret that has worked for me. I have always, even since a kid, if I'm dealing with a female, I try to make sure that her girlfriends are jealous of her relationship. It gives me a little bit more power to quietly say what I like and what I don't like, because the threat of taking that away is something that is kind of damaging to some ladies. Like, if you get a lady really spoiled on the fact that she can turn to her girlfriends and say, you know, me and Q ain't got that problem. We straight. You know, I went and did this, girl. You've been going through it for a year. The minute I say, you know what, don't like all this arguing, I'm out. And I got the power to leave. I ain't doing no 50-50 with you. I ain't doing none of that. You know what I'm saying? If you stay with me, I'm paying majority of the bills, because I need the power to say, give me my keys, get out, since you're not listening. You know what I'm saying?
That
has always helped me.
I agree with you. Any real man is not going to be underneath a woman's skirt. Now, what I mean by that, a real man is not going to take a cell phone from a woman. He's not going to let her co-sign a car for him. He's not going to sit there and say, okay, I stay in your house as a woman. He's going to say, you can stay in my house. We can sign a lease together. I buy my own car. I have my own phone. That way, because see, every guy that does that, usually a sorry guy, when he get out of pocket, give me my phone. It's my phone. I bought that car. Get out. You know, and they could even call a law on him and make him get out of the house, or say that he stole a car when he's been probably paying the notes. But since, you know, she pissed off, and get him locked up just to play a game. You get what I'm saying? So any real man is supposed to take care of himself, period. A woman will respect you a whole lot more at the end of the day. But, you know, them sorry type of thug dudes, that's what they used to. They used to be in their mama and their girlfriend. You know, it's kind of sick a little bit if you think about it.
And that's why the bad boys succeed.
That's the thing, though. Because I actually knew somebody. I'm not, like, I don't want to go into too much detail. But I knew someone who their parents were, I mean, the mother never really married the guy that she was living with. And he would always, like, growing up all his life, he would always hear his mother and the boyfriend getting in arguments. And the mom would always be like, oh, well, you can, you know, I pay for everything in this house. You would have no place to go without me. And so they like that control factor. They like to feel like, you know, they have nowhere else to turn.
You and like so, it's so serious, you know, my young brother. You don't even let the women play that withholding sex game either as a weapon. Don't let them do that. Like you don't rape them. No. You don't rape them. No. But say you keep on doing that if you want to. They got a whole lot of women out there that's willing to take that spot. Keep playing that game if you want to. You know, you can't let them feel like they can run you that.
And one more thing. Also, what I don't like what women do, I don't like women that date drinks.
They do what?
They date a drink type of guy, like an emotional guy. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm not familiar.
Well, brother, that's a sense of control again. They're dating those dudes because those dudes are more controllable. Those dudes are less likely to put their foot down and plow their own field the way advice is talking. So, of course, they're going to date those.
Yeah, because a guy like myself, they'll hate me in a minute because I wouldn't put up with their mouth in that 2 minutes. You cuss me, you call me, you know, if a woman was ever tell me, you know, forget you bitch, like that, say, what you just say to me? You know what? I'm out. Right down the spot. If she step in my space, I'm out. Why? Because you're not going to punk me, and I'm not going to hit you or nothing because I don't hit women, and I'm not getting no case in 6 months or 9 months in jail for you. No, you just can't let them disrespect you like that. You got to, you know, eliminate that stuff from the jump. You don't hit women, and they don't supposed to hit you either. You know, calling you a punk, calling you all those names, no. And there's a lot of guys that let women do that.
And like I said, brother, the best power you got is the power to leave. If you're putting it down conversation-wise, romance-wise, and you take it away, I think every lady on this thing will be like, no, don't take that away. A woman will sit and say, man, was that argument really worth it? Because he wasn't cheating on me. He wasn't hitting me. Man, you know, she'll think about it next, you know, maybe we should talk about it because it's some power to the dude that don't have to beg. Once she's hooked in that dude, she's not used to it. I'm writing a poem now about how black women are not used to love. She's not used to it. It's not something that she necessarily knows. It's the purple unicorn. Because let's be honest about the bad boy. The bad boy is a person who can't handle pressure. They whine all the time, really emotional, and then they want to hit and do all this other type of stuff. We run into them on the street. Well, what you say, brother? Hold on, homie. What you say? Well, man, I was just, So it's like, you know, these cats are not 100%, but they pick them. I'm not mad at the women who pick them. I can't bring my good stuff to fix her flaws. I can't do it.
Yeah, now hold on. Give me a second. This person has been waiting on the line here. Erico 229, you on the show.
Yeah, hey, Von Show. Hey, Gabriella, how y'all doing?
We're fine.
Hey, my brother, how you doing?
All right. I see we're talking about these bad boys. What you going to do, huh?
Yeah. Oh, speaking of that, they so much of a thug. The moment they see that white police officer with a badge, they running.
Oh, yeah. Everybody's seen the first 48 where they'll sit there and act like they all hard. And they're talking about, you know, I dropped 20 bodies this summer. But let them get in that interrogation room.
No, sir. No, sir.
Sir,
I didn't do that, sir.
Oh, yeah. They're
hardest looking thug. They got tattoos and crying. Like, head on. Like, they sitting there rocking themselves and crying and stuff. But they're so hard.
I noticed that the ones that are so tough, they're usually the first ones to cry in court, and they're the first ones to tell on somebody in court.
And they'd be the first ones, like that brother told me today that I talked to at the correctional officer, be the first one laid up with a man in jail. Now, we talked about that, too. I said, man, you were talking about the, you know, they were saying that it's illegal for them to be doing that. It's considered rape no matter what. He said, listen, man, I've been working in the jail system for 11 years, okay? He said, I've seen some big old burly tattooed, I mean, thug-looking dudes just laid up with a man up in jail. And he said, man, I'm going to tell you what, he said, 98% of the cases that I know of in there, he said, it's maybe once that I know of in 11 years somebody actually got raped in there. So other than that, he said, it's consensual. He said, people you wouldn't even think like that be sitting up there, you know, doing that stuff with a man. He said, then they go in court to tell the judge, that's my lover, he said, so they don't get charged or nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
But that'd be the main one. Somebody, I kill somebody, I do this, I do that, but be the main one in jail, you know, bending over somewhere.
Yeah.
Nasty.
Really?
But you know, like, that's pretty bad down my way, too, down here in Georgia. Because, I mean, like, mm-hmm. That's why I'm glad you brought up this topic, because, like, it's ironic, because just the other day, we had an incident where this female, she met up with this guy, I guess it's her boyfriend or whatever. She met up with him at Starbucks.
Uh-huh.
And what happened was, you know, they got into an argument, and she got jealous because I guess the guy, you know, he's supposed to be a thug or whatever, and he had, like, she found some text messages on his phone, I guess from another female that he was messing with or whatever.
Yeah.
And so she got mad, and they got into an altercation or whatever. And so then towards the end, you know, I guess they must have supposedly had settled their dispute or whatever. And so anyway, they were getting ready to go. And so he came to her car and was, you know, giving her a kiss or whatever. And so this fool actually, instead of kissing her, he actually bit this chick's lip off.
Ooh.
Why?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Is he a vampire from Brooklyn?
And then threw the phone at her.
Ooh.
But that's the thug. That's what she wanted. You know, that's why I can't really feel sorry for her, man, because, like, dating a thug comes with a consequence.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of these guys, man, they're mentally unstable, man.
Mm-hmm.
And
going to prison will mess up your mental state too.
Well, I guess what, they got hood disease?
Yeah, they got hood disease.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Y'all know what I'm talking about, right? When I say hood disease, right?
Oh, yeah, I saw the video.
Yeah, I just watched the video today, man. Okay. You know, man, you know WorldStar posted that one?
Yeah, I saw that.
I say, man, I got a message yesterday from some guy. Like, say, hey, nigga, you made it to WorldStar. I say, what? And I looked, I said, oh, okay, I guess so. I said, well, at least they put me on WorldStar for stuff outside of cooning.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah. My thing is this, though, like, black women and thugs or bad boys or whatever you want to call them.
Yeah.
Is it, like you were saying about, you know, a lot of these women say, well, they want excitement and all this kind of stuff. My thing is this, is excitement worth losing your life? You know, is excitement worth getting your lip bit off? Is excitement worth getting your head blown off possibly, or your child, or putting your child in danger? I mean, you don't know what some of these guys will do.
My thing is, just don't have no babies with them. If you date them, like, why are you so quick to procreate with them? I don't get that. Like, if a chick say, yeah, I date a couple of them, she ain't got no kids behind it, then I'm like, well, you know, hey, people go through a phase. But when you got kids, like I tell people, kids is just evidence of where you been. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So it's like you find out, like, oh, Lord. This chick fool, this kind of dude, and you think this is what this woman thinks. This is her level of choice. I mean, is she still like that to this day, or what?
Yep.
And then like
you're
Atlanta, or you're on Atlanta?
Yep.
Oh, see, that's the black woman capital over there. I mean, so it should be plenty of sisters for guys to get.
Hmm.
Yeah.
But one thing I wanted to say was that a lot of black women go to the, like, this is something that I was discussing with somebody yesterday. I call it the point of no return. And that's when A lot of times women will do things that set them up to the point where they can't get anybody but a thug. They'll go and get, like, when they're in their 20s and they're out partying and having fun and they want to copy off all the people they see on social media and they want to look like the strippers, they go out and get all these crazy tattoos, cheetah print all up and down the arm, five-star chick tatted on their chest, all different types of, I mean, then they go out and have a bunch of kids, piercings all in their face. And then when they get older and they say, okay, I want to turn my life around, I don't care what you do. You're always going to have them tattoos all over yourself, so that's going to be evidence of your past. And an upstanding man is not going to want to bring a woman to the company picnic when it's like in the summertime, maybe they're having an office party or something, and say, hey, you know, let's all bring our wives. We're going to go and chill out at the park this weekend. And your wife is sitting there in a sundress with five-star chick on her chest, tattoos up and down her arms, holes from the piercings that she had in her face, and she's going to be the only one looking like that. You know how embarrassing that is?
Yeah.
And you know, there's a business owner at a South DeKalb mall, 16-year-old dude. He made that very same point. He said, I need to be able to bring this girl around white folks if possible to do business. He's had his business. He went from a kiosk to an actual store inside the mall. What has been like 10 years he done had this? So he's been successful doing what he's doing, screen printing shirts and what have you. But that was the point he made. And that's the point a lot of cats got. It's like you're not going to subject your good stuff as a good dude to some scallywag. You're just not going to do it. Not when you got these other people, even the nerdy black girl I prefer. I prefer the nerdy black girl. I prefer the black girl who thinks she white. I prefer all of that because it's something I can bring into my circle and work with. All that other stuff, that tattoo on the side of the face, that stuff is supposed to be in private places. It's supposed to be for you. But now everybody done ran through you, and now you 50. And now that five-star looked like a five-star fish drooped. And you like, come on, why do I want this?
And then most men, and then let me add to that, most men that got sense know your woman is a reflection of you. Most men know that who got sense. So
if this woman is
your reflection, and this woman's supposed to be your trophy, your queen, whatever, a representation of you, do you really want your representation looking like, Shaniqua from the hood? No. You can't bring her to no business meeting when you're like, okay, we're going to have a business dinner, you know, with maybe an investor or something and his wife or whatever. Like, do she know how to conduct herself and speak proper English? You know what I'm saying? That's the thing. I mean, we may need this funding for our business, and they may want to do it. And you know what? I don't care what you say. Appearance is everything. People judge you on appearance. It may not be right, but they do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, look,
I'm a man. I ain't got a lick of tattoo on my body. Why? Because I don't want to be marked up like a canvas. Number two, what if I'm dealing some business one day? Why? Why all these neck tattoos? They're going to look at me like, man, he ain't dealing with him. He a thug. Even though I ain't committing no crimes, they going to say I'm a thug right off the back. Black man with a bunch of tattoos.
Because at the end of the day, you can only make so much money looking a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
You unless you create your own situation, and I mean create the avenue, create the marketing, create the distribution, or, you know, Wall Street, that's the only way you're going to be able to do those things. Because at some point in time, you have to deal with somebody else. And if somebody say, hey, Advice Show, we are Warner Bros., and we want to do X, Y, Z, you bring your wife in, your wife looks beautiful, then you bring your cousin in who's maybe your business partner, and your cousin look like he got tattoos on, guess what? It ain't even you. The people are sitting in the back talking, that's going to be a problem. And in your mind, you like, well, we just do a radio. Don't nobody see our face. Nah, don't like the element. Don't want to invest $500,000 in that. What Advice, we're going to get back to you.
Yeah, like I said, because, you know, like for instance, like, hold on a second.
Wait,
can you shut her up, please?
Hold up.
Yeah, my doll's barking in here because she hears something at the door. Yeah, that's all she's good for is making sure letting you know somebody here. And then, like you said, you get that cousin or whatever in that business meeting, then, you know, these people are going to think, oh, that's the kind of people he associated stuff with? You know, it's like, I mean, what is it going to be with our money or whatever? I mean, when it comes to money on the table and business, you can't play like that. And, you know, like these brothers want to run around here with these sagging pants and all that. Nobody going to take you serious. That's why you got to live on these women. Because nobody's going to take you serious. Think about it. You can't walk in the bank talking about, well, I would like to get a bank loan, you know, with sagging your pants. They're going to let you like, what? I'm not getting, yeah. You must be crazy. I'll give you a loan.
And that's a big thing as well with the sagging pants. It irks me. It irks me so bad. But the boys are doing it over here as well. It's everywhere. It's everywhere.
Yeah, I know that American influence is just spread like a cancer. I know, Divine Queen. I'm sorry.
But Jewish boys don't do it. Asian boys don't do it. Italian boys don't do it. And like I always say, their children end up becoming our children's employers.
Who don't do it? Go through that list again.
Jewish don't.
Uh-huh.
Asian don't. And I'm talking about outside of America. Asian don't. Nobody outside of America does this stuff.
Okay.
And when they and their children end up becoming our children's employers.
Yep. Yep, exactly. So let me see here. I'm gonna make sure I get some more calls in. Everybody wanna get in. Area code 979, you on the show.
Yeah, what's up? Avasha?
Yes, what's going on?
So y'all hear what y'all talking about these women be hurt?
Yeah, women chasing them. They love to chase them. Some of them, not all. So what's on your mind?
I just want to talk about these hood rats. I'm always attracted.
Wow.
Okay, what's up with the hood rats?
Yeah, the hood rats. The kind of girls, Marley run into a hood rats. You know, a lot of kids, a lot of tattoos, you know.
Is there someone in the background?
Somebody got some noise in the background?
I always mute my phone when I'm not talking.
Okay.
The hood rats are always talking to. They always have a lot of kids, a lot of baby daddies, and they don't have no
you
time.
You see the hood rats you talk to, what, just in passing or like trying to get to know them?
No, in the past, I don't talk to them.
Have you ever dated a hood rat?
Yeah, I dated some. I dated one with about five kids.
How long? You dated, you actually went out of...
Why did you do that?
Wow. That's
no,
crazy.
No, no, no. Wait. Everybody wait. I need. Hold on. You dated a hood rat that had five kids, right?
Yeah, I dated one of them had five kids. Then
you, hold on, wait. She was your girlfriend?
Yeah, for about a couple of weeks.
Man, like, brother, do you
is
have any kids?
No, I don't have no kids.
Why did you do that? Hold on. Why black men do that? Like, don't you think you're worth more than that?
Yeah, I know.
I mean, no, it's not just you. It's a lot of brothers do that. These chicks have three, four kids from different men, and they just like, you got a kid? No. Well, I'm hoping maybe we'll have one together. Like, why? Get you a chick that ain't got no kids.
Yeah,
I'm just saying, you ain't got kids, get you one no kids. Well, I'm glad at least you didn't get her pregnant because, you know, them kind of females, you better breathe on them and get them pregnant.
Yeah, she was a hood rat, was no good. Then, before they actually go with her sister, her little sister.
Let me ask you a question, dude. I mean, this is just to help you, really. I'm not trying to embarrass you. What value did you see in her to benefit you?
Oh, just a smash. Have sex with her.
Okay, all right. I'm going to have a man-to-man quick thing with you, dude. At some point in time, you got to know that sex is not that important to risk your future. If you're dealing with somebody in the hood who, let's say they sell dope, and you know darn well that if you deal with this person, no matter how much money you make, you're going to get hurt. You got to get out of that mentality of just smash. I'm just saying that to help you so you can't say nobody ever told you. You gotta get off of that because you are way more valuable to that. You gotta go toward a higher class of chick. You gotta dress like you want a higher class of chick, and you gotta talk like you want a higher class of chick. Because any chick up below you is not worth you. And I'm gonna back up on that one.
Well, let me add to it too. Let me say something. Them hood rats, they like them thug dudes. Like, you're not the only dude they fooling with and having sex with or whatever, right? So what if she got some old thug dude that she's fooling with on her team, on her starting five, and then, you know, he hear about you, and now you got a problem with some thug all of a sudden that you didn't do nothing to behind this female?
That happened to me before a long time ago. I just like smashing hood rats for some reason. That's all. You still smashing hood rats, bro? Some be bad, though. I can't front.
But you know, some of the hood rats look good.
They're not all ugly. I mean, come on, let's keep it real.
Yeah, but hold on.
Are you still fooling with hood rats now?
No, I'm not listening to hood rats right now.
How long ago was it for you with the last hood rat you had that shopped at City Trends and Rainbow?
About 2008. It's been all messing around with them.
Oh, okay. So it's been a minute. Okay, good. So what kind of females you talking to now?
Upbeat chicks, high class, like girls with standards.
She got a job?
Yeah.
She got her own place?
Yeah.
She got her own car?
Yep.
Okay, she's doing good. Let me tell you something. The definition of a decent chick off the gate, she got to have what you're supposed to have, house, car, and job. If she ain't got none of that, I can't talk to you. Sorry. Sorry. Shoot, you can't treat me out on a date. I'm treating you out 24-7, man. Hell no.
Yeah.
It's going to go both ways.
Exactly. And then the whole thing you were saying, as I show about the kids, I mean, I totally agree with that whole situation because, I mean, a woman that has kids like that's basically a representation of where you've been. You know, and a lot of women, I don't think they realize is that just by you not having any kids, that alone right there would increase your value so much amongst black men. Like, black men will look at you, they will actually treat you like a piece of gold, you know, if you didn't have any kids. So I think a lot of these women...
Well, let me add two things. You're right in one instance, but then another instance, you have another section of black men and like, ooh, she ain't got no kids. I'd love to have a baby with her because she ain't got no kids. Like, well, instead of you saying, I would like to marry her, she seems like a good woman. No, you want to get her pregnant. Because some guys, they don't mind getting chicks pregnant. Let me be balanced with the situation. I feel it's okay to date single moms if you have kids. That's cool. And the reason why I say it's cool because if you're a good dad and you involved parent and she's a good woman, she's involved parent, it's okay to get with her and blend y'all families together. There's nothing wrong with that. But if you do not have kids, male or female, I don't have an issue with you saying, I don't want a guy with kids or I don't want a woman with kids. Personally, I ain't got no issue with that. I think you should maybe experience that with somebody who don't have kids. Mm-hmm. That's just my opinion.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree with that.
Yeah, I agree with that as well, to be honest, yeah.
Because you're bringing it, because trust me, with the ex, like, you have to be built for that. And somebody else, with you know, who got kids, will understand about dealing with the ex and the kids and all the other stuff. Just something y'all can even have a talking point about, you know, on your date. Oh, yeah, the kids did this, and my ex dad, and you say, oh, well, my ex did this, you know. So that's just conversation right there, automatically. But if you dating a chick and got no kids and you having issues with your ex because all of a sudden now you dating this chick that probably look better than her and she know it or whatever, and that's what she all hot about because you got a girl that look better than her, then here go drama. You know what I'm saying? That can even bust you up sometimes if you ain't with the right woman. There's a lot of that definitely going on. Let me see. Let me go ahead and get to this next caller here. Michelangelo 228, you on the show.
Yo, what's up, man? How y'all doing?
What is up?
Yeah, all right. As far as these females, and we could go back to broken households where they have father and daughter issues and things like that. So I think a lot of times they're going for the overtly machismo, you know? They're going for something that is to the extreme because they don't know what a real man possesses anyway because it's absent in the home. So a lot of times I think they're attracted to what they don't have, but they want it to be so evident that they don't have to go beneath the surface. They want it to be right there so they know what they're dealing with, and a lot of it is control. Look at the bad boys and stuff like that. They know what they're dealing with. They know where as far as it's going to go. And the programs that they watch, I mean, it's all about drama. All about drama. So, I mean, it fits right in with their program. So that's what I'm thinking about.
Oh, you're talking about all the love and hip-hop and Housewives Atlanta? And
they love the breakup to make up. The breakup to make up is what makes things thrive.
A lot of people make
a
big deal about those shows. Those shows, to me, are entertainment. I don't really look at them as a representation of the black community. And let's talk about Love and Hip Hop. A black woman puts that show on from the get-go. So, you know, if they want to participate in that, that's them. Like I said, we look at it and we laugh at every last one of them. Because they see grown folks acting a fool like that. But I don't look at them as a representation of our community. Like, you really think I would look at Stevie J as a representation of the community? Come on now.
But check this out, though.
I don't think you do
your spare time, that reflects on you as well. So, I mean, you could be entertained by whatever it is, but at the end of the day, there's only so much time in the day. So if you're entertained by that, that says a lot about you as well. So, I mean,
you know what? You could be entertained by horror movies that say you're a killer.
Okay. So if we're talking about horror movies, is that actually
is a reflection of, you know, you as a person or how you're getting at. And what I'm saying is, if you like, you know, horror movies or you like certain type of movies or shows, are you that way or just something that you laugh at or something you're interested in?
A horror movie is already fantasy, exactly. So if it's fantasy,
that stuff on reality TV is fantasy too because, you know, it's scripted. No matter what show you watch, it's scripted.
Some of them
I think what he meant to say was that the person is longing to be, kind of like when Bill Cosby came around, kind of like when a lot of positive black male images came around, black males long to be. So these images that are now Love and Hip Hop, they show girls in power, no regard, no filter. Now, unfortunately, they don't show the after effect of these people gone wrong. After the fact, they don't show Sheree no more. They don't show divorce Eric Snow's wife. They don't show the after effect of that behavior. I think the caller's point is valid if he means that these are shows where these girls are looking at longing to be like the meanies of the world.
And see,
that's the thing. When some people actually emulate the behavior that they see on these TV shows,
exactly.
Not realizing
exactly.
That it's supposed to be entertainment, it's like. I mean, just because you see a football player playing football don't mean that you need to go outside and play football yourself. A lot of girls, I mean, I'm pretty sure the ladies on the line can agree with me. If you go on YouTube, you can look at women making videos talking about Evelyn Lozada inspired makeup tutorial, whatever Love and Hip Hop inspired hair tutorial, where to get basketball wise inspired earrings, how to get outfits.
Yeah.
That are worn by reality TV stars. Women are trying to emulate this behavior.
I'm glad you said that.
Twerk classes now.
But
you
said women. We don't have a bunch of men that's trying to emulate the behavior on reality TV too much. I don't know. I guess I know how to separate reality versus the TV. And you know when you cut it, because I really don't watch a whole lot of TV unless it's on a DVR. Because between doing all the stuff I do, you know, on the internet, personal life, whatever, I don't have a whole lot of time to watch it. Like, my daughters watch that TV a whole lot more than I watch it. But if I want to watch something, yeah, I watch it on DVR. But, you know, come on. I mean, I guess I can separate that. To want to emulate what somebody does on TV, you know, I just think that's stupid. But, unfortunately, I can tell you from personal experience, you can get on YouTube. And if you're charismatic enough to talk a certain way, you can get people to repeat exactly what you're saying. You can get people to repeat your train of thought and everything, even if you're being deceptive with it, and it becomes dangerous. That is true.
It does. And it is true.
I understand that.
Mm-hmm.
You know another thing about males, though? The males seem like they like bad females, too, because what do they say? They want a freak in the sheets, and they want a lady in the streets. So it's on the flip side, a male, they want a stand-up female and everything like that, but when it comes down to it, they also get bored to a certain extent because they want a little bit of that adrenaline rush and excitement. So they might be saying all the females, they ratchet, but when it comes down to it, they want some of that ratchet action when it comes down to behind closed doors. So I don't think anybody is totally satisfied. They're not sat. People just, you know what it is? People are not satisfied because they don't necessarily know what's going to make them happy. They got this dream, an illusion, oh, okay, this person must be happy because they have this, that, and the third. But when do people stop striving for the next best thing? You know what I'm saying? So the men gotta be accountable for this as well because they're freaking the sheets, laid in the sheets. If she's a lady in the street and stuff like that, she's not gonna conduct herself a certain type of way when it comes to the bedroom. She might do some things, but then now you're turning her out. So eventually, you're gonna be messing up the good thing that you had in the first place.
And then some of the ratchet. She's like, you know, I've heard a lot of women. The good women, I've heard them complain a lot. They say, you know, we all good women out here. And the men don't want us either but every time you look up, them ratchet chicks, they got a man. They can be, and they be pulling good men, and they still always got a man. Now, like I said, I agree with that because I've seen it. It's like, why is he with her? You know, but I don't get me explain it. So, Ms. Gabriella, Divine Queen, you seen that happen a lot?
Let's say if you're in the dating world and you say that you want to be celibate, that's almost impossible nowadays to find somebody to be with. I mean, you can find somebody, but it's very difficult just from personal experience. And then on top of that, like, I don't know what men expect. If you want a good girl, a girl is usually not going to have that much sexual experience. So how is she going to be able to do all those shower rod tricks and all these different tricks? Where is she going to learn that mess from? Where is she going to learn
that from?
Hold on, Divine Queen, what'd you say?
No, I was just laughing at the shower rods. I've never heard that one.
The big joke about the Mimi shower rod, I guess you didn't hear about that, right?
I saw it online, but, oh gosh, yeah, I heard a bit about that, yeah.
So I was asking you the same question I asked Gabrielle. Have you seen good men with ratchet or type females over there in the UK?
Yeah, I do believe that over here, a lot of the good men are, it's bad to say it, but I think a lot of the good men are being abused by some ratchet females. I've got to say it like that. And the good females that I see that are looking for a good man seem to either just get left to the side or just, you know, she just becomes a spinning star, like she just stays on her own. So, yeah.
So how are they being abused?
How are they? Say that again, sorry.
Excuse me?
Sorry, say that again. I never hear.
I say, how are they being abused?
Oh, the good men. I think, because what it is, I think they don't want to, like you were saying earlier about, you know, the businesswoman, she's kind of like a bit dominating. So because he doesn't want to be bothered to go through all the hurdles of getting her, he'll just settle for, you know, the more ghetto ones, and then once he gets her, she just basically dominates the relationship, and he just becomes, you know, more. He loses masculinity. That's the best way to put it. Yeah, he kind of loses it. And
so basically,
yeah,
you're saying he's emasculated.
Yeah, yeah. I'm putting it like that. Yeah. So it does happen here as well.
That's crazy. Let me see if we let another call on. Go ahead.
I was just going to say something real quick, and I know this might ruffle a lot of feathers or strike people the wrong way, but I kind of disagree with that. Like, as far as you know, a lot of good guys getting with ratchet females, because I mean, I'm not saying it doesn't happen, but In situations like that, you have to question just how good the guy is. Because in my opinion, because if you're a guy, I mean, you got to know that the female's ratchet. I mean, so a lot of that's going
not all the time. You can tell though, dude. Because let me tell you something. It's two types of ratchet. There's the obvious ratchet and the undercover ratchet. And the undercover ratchet don't have tattoos on her neck. and she don't even dress slutty. Well, yeah. She is ratchet as all get out.
She can
and
be
you
a judge
find out,
and be
won't find out until you won't find out until you nose deep with this chick. Well, like, yeah. I didn't know she was ratchet like that.
Boy,
some of them got
master's
degrees and jobs.
Wait, I got a question, though. I got a question. So you saying there's no such thing as a girl that can be a lady on the streets and a nasty freak at home?
I didn't say
no,
that.
That's not what ratchet means.
Mm-hmm. I think he was referring back to I think he was referring to when I said that men on the flip side were talking about they want the lady in the streets and the freak in the sheets. What I'm saying is when you try to have the freak in the sheets like that, you might be turning her out is what I'm trying to tell you. I'm not trying to say you can't have that, but do you really want that? You know what I'm saying? Because when you get it, it's not like she can go back as easily as you think. Because now what you're doing is you're introducing her into a whole new way of being, and that's what you like, right? Now how is she turning it on and off? Maybe she don't have the same control over her emotions and her body like she did previously when she was, like, composed and collect and, you know, ladylike. So you can do that if you want. You can go ahead and try to turn her out like that. But you get what you get, bro.
Oh, okay. So you're saying it's hard for a girl to click on and click off, like...
Right. You can't have it all. You can't have it all. So it's like you got to pick and choose
I'm probably going to have to pick the freak in the sheets. I need that.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man.
I'm sorry.
On that.
Now, do you see the problem? Right. That answers your question for the topic, yeah?
And hopefully you can keep up her appetite like that because that freak that you turned in, the freak that turned her into, she's going to be probably looking elsewhere because you're not going to be able to maintain that throughout your 40s and whatever like that. So she's going to be still peaking. You know, she's going to still be peaking her libido and everything else. And, you know, and you might not be able to perform like you used to, and you're going to have to maintain her appetite. So, yeah, you want that freak in the sheets, but when you're no longer able to do it, she's going to find somebody else, man. So just watch what you
do. That's why you got to get her head first before you do that.
Yeah,
that way,
actually, I know a girl like that.
Yeah, well, hold on. Let me go to another call. Eric Cole 651, you're on the show.
Okay, thank you. It's good to be back on the show. I had a dialogue with y'all before when you had a South Carolina, or was it North Carolina, officer. And you know, we was just discussing some stuff. But yeah, I've been listening for like the past 20 minutes. Y'all brought up a lot of good topics, a lot of good points. But I have two that I'm going to bring up. I live in St. Paul, Minneapolis area here in Minnesota, and I've noticed that it's not easy to find a female, you know, with no kids. See, I'm a brother with no kids. I'm 32 years old, and it seems like for me to find females that, you know, don't have any kids, I got to look for, like, a 21-year-old, 22, 23, you know what I mean? That's even if she don't have kids. And I've been finding kind of, like, trouble, you know, trying to relate to this young girl, you know, these young women, because they're not really on my maturity level. And another point I'm going to say is, you know, even these females who don't have kids or have kids, they're kind of asking for a whole lot, you know, and they're not really willing to, you know, put forth an effort themselves. You know, I done had an ex-girlfriend that she's told me, well, I need a man that's going to be, you know, for me mentally, spiritually, financially, and just all of this other stuff. But it's like, I seen you with some other dude. I go on Facebook, and it's like, you got another child, and I don't see no ring on your finger. You don't have no significant relationship with this dude. It seems like he's probably gone because it seems like you're with your three kids now. And I would at least respected you enough if I was going to, you know, plant a seed in you, I would at least, you know, try to take this to that next level before I did that and put a ring on your finger. So it's like I'm kind of having trouble. See, St. Paul and Minneapolis, especially in Minneapolis, I'm seeing like a lot of conditioning with, you know, women, you know, turning gay, you know what I mean? And it's like a lot in our community versus like the white community. And I don't date outside of my race, you know. I'm pretty much into, you know, my sisters and that's it. I don't do the Asians or the Mexicans or, you know, the white women. But y'all go ahead. Y'all can reflect off of what I said. Go ahead.
Okay, well,
I love Hispanic women.
Like I said, I don't live in your area or nothing, but I mean, I'm pretty sure somebody around there don't have no kids. I mean, but I mean, yeah, a lot of times these days people do have children or whatever. You don't have none, so yeah, that's gonna be kind of, you know, I agree with you, kind of hard to find in this day and time.
It's difficult,
especially the, you know, when you're older. I'm saying definitely you past 30, you know, you're definitely gonna probably, you know, you may can find one in her late 20s that don't have one, maybe mid to late 20s, but you know, one that's just getting out of college or just got started in her career or something like that. She ain't thinking about no kids, but, you know, I mean, I don't know what to tell you, my brother. Don't know. I guess just keep looking.
Oh, cool.
I can't come up with nothing fly to say on that.
Lady?
All I can say is probably try leaving the country. I don't know.
Well, Divine Queen say you can go to UK. You probably find one over there.
That's the only solution I can find. Sorry.
I mean, maybe it's just the area that you're looking in, because, like, there's certain areas of my neighborhood, like, there's certain areas of my city. Like, if I was to go in certain parts of Raleigh, there would be no way that I would find somebody, male or female, who is over the age of 25 with no children. But if you go to a better area where people are, you know, I guess a higher class of people, you won't find that. So it really just depends on what part of the city you're looking in. You know,
yeah. See, you know, I'm kind of consider myself to be a professional. I was an outreach coordinator, working in, I would say, black communities, for like the past 7 years. I've been doing this for like 12 years. So, I mean, I've met a lot of professional women and things like that. But, you know, it's, I don't know. I guess it's, you know, maybe there's probably some more things that I need to do to, you know, you know, fix myself. You know, I need a house. You know what I mean? I'm getting to that age where that's where I need, you know, that's what I need. I don't do the roommate thing, but I do have a place, you know, and, you know, it's not like no small little apartment. It's a decent apartment, but, you know, it's not something that I can deal with, you know, when I'm ready to have, you know, children and meet that woman and, you know, get married and things like that. And
I'm going to tell you something before I go to the next caller. Just stop looking. Because the more you look, you ain't going to get nothing. When you stop looking, that's when you find it.
Exactly.
Just focus on making yourself better. That's about what I suggest.
Yeah.
Then she'll probably pop up out of nowhere like, man, where'd she come from? You know? So, yeah, say just do you, brother. But anyway, appreciate you calling.
Yeah, much respect. Love everybody. Peace.
All right, man. All right, here we go. This is another. Well, it's another 651 area code. You on the show? 651 area code.
I'm 61. Come on. Am I on there?
You on now.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. I've been on here so long, I just figured I'll just listen in. But, man, first of all, I want to say, man, I really love what you're doing. Man, keep up the good work. I appreciate you. I'm glad there's men like you out there doing what you got to do. And having shows like you got. I want to say, you know, as far as the discussion you're having, you know, personally, I got to say, I think it's a lot of silliness. Like, how could you want something so bad, but you put limitations on yourself? Everybody wants this, and everybody wants that. And, oh, yeah, I want a woman without kids, and I want a man with a lot of money. When you do that, you limit your choices. How you know what's best for you if you limit yourself? You don't know what's out here. The ratio of men to women is damn near even in this world. If you limit yourself to 10% of that, then that's all you're going to get. What's the chances of you finding a good man or a good woman if your chances is only 10% because you limit yourself? I don't understand people. I don't understand people like the last caller. You know, I understand he having these problems finding a woman, but you limit yourself, man, when you put all these standards and the person got to be this and that.
Yeah, but oh, I can't agree with you 100% on that because you got to have some standards somewhere.
I understand that. I understand that, but look, putting limitations on yourself, you're only killing yourself. You're only killing your chances when you put all these limitations, what you expect and what you want on yourself. If you look at
something,
then look.
Well, okay, but it's something realistic. Like, I don't think, I mean, if a guy say he don't have no kids and he don't want a woman with kids, I think that's okay to say that. Now, if he got kids and he run around here.
Sure.
Okay, if he had kids.
Sure, it's okay to say it. But
yeah,
if it's a bunch of women, listen, it's just numbers, man. If it's a bunch of women out here, let's say 30% of all the women in his area got kids, then the rest of them, that's all that's left. He's got to just accept what's left. Now, look, everybody's got things where they want, like, oh, I don't want no fat chicks. I don't want a woman that's too skinny and all this. Look, if you put limitations on
what you expect and want. Okay, so basically what you're saying is just because you can't get what you possibly want in your area, you should settle.
No, I'm not saying you have to settle. I'm not saying that. I'm saying there is good people, good women, good men. They're not going to be this perfect fantasy that you're looking for is what I'm saying.
Well, nobody's perfect, but you got to have a certain set of standards, male and female. That you want. I mean, not nothing unrealistic.
That's true. You might want standards, but your standards, if your standards is too high for your situation, then you can't cry about not finding a good man or a good woman. You can't cry about it. You're limiting yourself.
Okay, all right, let's go back to the caller. You think it's unrealistic for him to say he don't want a woman with kids and he don't have any?
Yeah, I'm here.
I don't think it's unrealistic for him to want
a woman without kids, but I'm saying don't complain if you don't find a woman without kids. You can't complain because that's what you're looking for. You're looking for Pacific tailor-type people. Then you're going to cut yourself out.
Brother, you got to echo somewhere in your house or somewhere.
Well, I don't have anything electronic on, so I don't see how I got an echo.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm just saying, man, not to ruffle anybody's feathers. I'm not trying to step
on
anybody's toes.
There's no ruffling feathers here. We have a conversation, my brother. No ruffling.
Yeah, I just feel like, you know, if you limit yourself, then you shouldn't have a right to cry about it when you can't find that person. Look. I want all kinds of stuff in a female, but I might not find that because my standards might be just too high for, you know, what's out here.
Yeah.
Who says you have to be limited to where you live, though? That's the problem.
That's the thing, people don't realize that you can always meet somebody that might not be in your area. Like, I know someone, you know, the guy from my church, he's married to a woman. I don't know how he met her. But they had a long-distance relationship, and she was in Scotland. I don't know how they found each other, but I guess he was tired of looking for girls that he couldn't, you know, he was looking for a specific type of woman, and he had to go abroad to get the type of woman he wanted, you know?
Yeah.
And so you don't have to limit yourself to only the women in your city, because if I limited myself to only the black men in my area, I might not find what I'm looking for, which is why I'm not against dating somebody from a different state. You know, you'd always say, okay, well, just find somebody else who has what you want that might not be in your area. You know, and also you have to be realistic and say, okay, well, I would like this, this, and this, but if they only have 8 out of 10 of the qualities that I want, then okay, you know, I'll get with them, because you can't expect for everybody to be 100% of all the things you want. Like, okay, maybe, like, if you're a woman, maybe you want a guy with a good job, and he has to have a six-pack, and he has to have a nice car, and he has to have nice clothes and all that. But okay, but maybe the right man for you might have a little belly, he might not make, maybe he might not make six figures, but he makes five figures, and he's ambitious, so he might end up making more later. You know, you have to, you got to be willing to compromise a little bit.
All right. Yeah. Yeah. Hold on, everybody. Divine Queen, what were you going to say?
No, I was just going to say I'm going to speak from a woman's perspective with children. I've got two children. I would not expect a man with no children to want to pick me up with two children, even though I've had two children, been married and separated. So from looking at it from a woman with children's point of view, I really would not expect a man who has no children to want to come into a family that's already there. So I can see it from both sides, yeah.
Okay, brother, that was speaking. What's your take on all that?
Yeah, I really don't have a take, man. They are exactly right. I mean, they understand what I'm trying to say, and it's really sad that a woman, she might be very beautiful on the inside and out, that she think that a man without kids is beyond her reach and stuff. You know, I think that's crazy. I think that's ludicrous that a man would limit himself, you know, from a woman like that. She might be the greatest thing on the face of the earth for him, and he won't accept her because she might have kids. You know, I just think it's...
But there's a difference, though.
Can I say this to the caller?
Straight and divorced, and she has children, that's different than a woman who has children with four and five different men.
Yeah, that's
a
whole different
situation.
Circumstance.
Yeah,
caller, I think you say that is crazy, but I think you need to be honest in just one thing. Most guys here in America don't have the court risk to be wrong. Because, see, here's the thing. When you say you think it's crazy to do that, some guys like myself, I might feel for this woman. And I might work with her, but that's to my discretion, because at the end of the day, I lose more here in America by taking that risk than she would if I had two kids. I think you're talking from a state of if everything was fair. Yeah, I would agree with you. But some guys have seen their homeboys try to work it out with these type of people, and they come up paying for another man's kids and all this stuff, and then a person like you, caller, will say, well, you love that woman. That's what you were supposed to do. That then is not fair. What a lot of these guys are now doing is being very protective about how they're selected. It's not so much of an issue of, like back in the days of the movie Claudine, that I can get with this person that got two kids, one kids, or five kids, and we can work it out. Everything is at the discretion of her. Once he's locked in, she can just for no reason turn around and boycott everything, and if he doesn't have protection, he'll sit up and pay for buying into that situation. So I think you need to take an honest look that maybe some of these gentlemen are looking at it from a standpoint of, I got to be careful. Like the other brother, you sleeping with somebody with five kids. Even you know that's risky. You know, so I just ask you to think about that, because just to say that it's crazy for these dudes not to consider that, these dudes sometimes are thinking about court. They're thinking about if something goes wrong, I'm on the hook for all this stuff, and I came in with, I'm going to try to work with her.
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was going to add to what Ms. Gabriella was saying about out of your area. Like, you know, I married my wife, and my wife didn't live nowhere in Houston at all. We met, like I said, online, and she was like, 6 hours away. So if I was just stayed in my area, the Houston area, I probably wouldn't be married right now. So like I said, you got to, you know, open up your horizons, like I said, to other areas. The good thing about the internet is that we can get out to other people now that we'd have never had a chance to meet, versus back in the day, like, you know, if you're not on the internet much, well, yeah, you stuck with what's in your area. So you're dealing with a bunch of hood rats with kids in your area. I guess you got to get one, I guess, you know, but we don't have that limitation anymore. Mm-hmm. So, and like Divine Queen said, so you can even travel abroad if you want and get a woman like that. You ain't got to just stay here. They're giving out passports every day. So at the post office.
But, you know what? You get you got to get yourself together as a man to have that passport.
Yeah,
I've lived over in Surrey, England. You know, some of the things that, we've said tonight as the males, we got to be honest again. And another thing, a lot of us are not where we need to be self-sufficient. Right?
Yeah,
so a lot of us are picking individuals to come into our life to give us a temporary thrill. We got to understand and admit that. You know what I'm saying? I mentor dudes out here in Atlanta all the time, and I tell them, man, realize you are a prize, man. The vagina don't make you. And, you know, I'm quite sure there's a woman's group telling females that too. The penis don't make you. So once we get boys to understand, sex is not victory. Sex is not it. When you get a partner who's going to contribute to your situation, that's when you win it.
And then let me add to that, too. Like, a lot of men understand once you get established financially, it brings you to another caliber of female that you could talk to. Like, a woman that got herself together, do you really think she really want to talk to a dude that don't have herself together? I'm not saying she mean or anything, but she just kind of like, she was, you know, assertive. She hustled. She did what she has to do. I mean, what are you going to bring to the table, too, as a man? What, just between your legs? No. You got to bring, oh, just because you're a guy? No. I mean, you got to bring more to it than that. And really, you know, a lot of women want to look at you like, okay, what if something happened to me? You know, can he take care of me? Can he protect me? Can he, you know, I can depend on him. But if she's sitting up there taking care of you like a little boy, then why should she? I mean, you have to fool with hood rats because they don't really, you know, have no standards on what you should be doing.
But then it goes back to that thing that I suggested earlier. We teach these boys, take care of a woman. Take care of a woman. Don't take care of yourself. Don't expect nothing good from her. Take care of a woman. Take care of a woman. And then these dudes grow up expecting to get treated. Well, I'm the man. To your point, advice, no, you're not. You're just another human being. So as another human being, do stuff to protect yourself as you fall in love. Make sure this person is on your wavelength. And, you know, the tip I always give women when I do these little seminars out here in Atlanta that I get invited to, I tell them, your first conversation with a man should be about his version of loyalty and his version of family. And don't do all the talking. Girls are flabbergasted when they come back to me and say, you know what, I learned so much using that technique. Let him talk about loyalty, what he believes loyalty is, and let him talk about what he believes family is. And believe him. Don't make excuses for him. Well, wow, he went through something. Believe him. But if you find that chubby dude that, oh yeah, I'm all about loyalty, man, and I want her to be loyal to me, and he acts that out as y'all start dating, you know what? He's living by what he told me the first conversation. But if your first conversation is sex and the BS, guess what? You're being bamboozled.
There
you go. I would like to say one last thing. You know, you guys are talking from reason and common sense, and I know your show. You know, when I read all the stuff that you see every day online, you know that there's a lot more things out here that doesn't make sense. There is no common sense. And when you're dealing with the public, it seems like you're the enemy when you talk about common sense and things that make sense. What I'm trying to say is just in general, you know, not for the specific individual, but in general, people need to stop looking for fantasies. You know, all these guys coming around here in Escalades and got a bunch of money and stuff, it's not all what it's cracked up to be. That might not be what you need. People are always looking for what they want, but they don't want what they need.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's my whole point is fantasy is just that, a fantasy, man. Just inject some realism in your life and stop looking for something that just doesn't exist.
I agree. I agree with that, yes.
Yeah, yeah, because, you know, people, like you say, they don't really have a lot of common sense anymore. Like, that's why I tell people I'm so glad I was raised with a lot of old school brothers and sisters. Because with the things they told me growing up, And I wouldn't like a lot of these kids. They're like, I know, I know. No, I would actually listen to them because I like to learn. You know, I always like to learn from somebody that been through some things and pick their brain and ask them, why this happened or why did, you know, I've always been like that ever since I was a little kid. I always wanted to know, you know, and that really has helped me over the years not to go through some things that some of my friends have went through. You know what I'm saying? Just by just picking people's brain, paying attention, keeping my ears open. And, you know, unfortunately, common sense isn't common anymore. It's really not.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some things I've, you know, said in my video, some people think it's, like, sometimes profound. I'm like, it's not profound what I just said. It's just common sense. But people mm-hmm. these days, like you said, they don't really have that anymore.
Yeah, that common sense goes out the window.
There's a lot of times, like, they were raised by the TV and they were raised by the computer, so they don't have those values. I mean, you see in the school system right now, they have teachers, like, they're sitting there teaching children things that they should be learning at home. Like, they're teaching things in school, like, okay, well, if a stranger touches you inappropriately, you should do this. Or if, I mean, they're teaching kids all different types of things, like how to take care of yourself, how to, things that you should have learned at home. But a lot of the times, the parents are so busy out doing their own thing, they're not even trying to instill these values in their children. And so, I mean, I find it really weird. Like, sometimes I'll be sitting here schooling women that are older than me, and they'll ask me about a situation, and they'll be like, oh, you know, I'm going through this problem with this, I'm having this drama with my friends, or I'm having this bad problem with my relationship. And I'm sitting there breaking it down and telling them, you know, from my perspective, what they should do. And they're just like, oh, wow, I can't believe, I can't believe you came up with that. I'm like, I didn't come up with anything. This is something that I was taught. And unfortunately, a lot of people were born but not raised. That's just something that happens in America.
And what's raising them now is, like you said, technology, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, a tablet, you know, they friends, instant messaging or whatever. That's what's raising your kids. You know, it's sad that the kids find out, all of a sudden they're supposed to be finding out through their friends, which is the worst ones in the world to find out something through is their friends.
Mm-hmm.
You know, instead of their parents talking to them, you know, telling them the real, telling them what's up about this world. Like, you know, you're supposed to prepare your kids for this world. And the reason why a lot of kids get in trouble because they're not prepared from the household, from the jump. Mm-hmm.
And another mistake that I noticed that a lot of mothers are making is they're not trying to be parents to their kids. They're trying to be friends with their children. That's where I think it's going wrong as well.
Mm-hmm.
On the real.
Yeah, I agree with that 100%. You know, sometimes you got to be the bad guy or the bad lady. But, you know, you're doing it because you love them. You ain't doing it because you're just being a butthole. And at the end of the day, like I said, you know, when you was kids, you sometimes like, why are they telling me this? But as you grown, like, you know what, I'm glad he told me that because I, you know, I could have gotten this trouble or, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Because, you know, all the friends I had that their parent was friends with them, a lot of them went to jail.
Hmm.
Or they had a hard life, and then you see them on Facebook like, oh, my God, you look like you're 60 and you're only 35, you know?
And you know what? I'm gonna man bash just for a minute. I think the real problem with a lot of these black community issues that all of us talk about has to do with males. The whole brotherhood, male power, males stick together, pull each other up, teach the young dude. That's dead. Sisters are doing that for young girls. All other male groups are doing that for their males. What do you think a bar mitzvah is? But for some reason, the black male community as a whole. Now, I know some of us are doing it. I volunteer. But it's like, you know, dudes just want to make their little money, sit off in a corner, and complain about how the black community is doing. And it's like, what happened to the whole, hey, brother, they got a job over here, man. You look like you really want to work. Give me your resume. Let me pull you in. I tried to pull in a bunch of dudes from Morehouse. Y'all know what Morehouse is.
Yeah.
I tried
to
pull some young dudes from Morehouse to my job. They had like 50 openings, and I wanted to bring some dudes in because, you know, they work in healthcare. Let me bring them in. The guys at Morehouse that I was forced to contact would not return calls. Just lazy. This whole thing I do not understand with males. There's no more
male power, male brotherhood, and no matter how much dudes complain about women, I think males are the problem.
Well, you know, a lot of, you're talking about black men. I mean, I keep it real. Black men's biggest problem is ego. We have an ego out this world. I mean, that's just something that then you add a woman to the mix, it gets worse with this ego. And this ego won't allow you to try to help another brother out because you don't want him to, you know, you're afraid he may be better at that than you and get above you. You get what I'm saying? And, you know, also all along the lines of saying about trying to get people in, I mean, like, you know, while I employed, you know, they needed somebody. I was trying to get, a partner of mine in. No, he did exactly what I told him to do. He put in his resume. He even went and did an interview. And, you know, like, okay, I say, okay, why didn't they hire him? But then you look up, and then they go hire, you know, a white guy who has no experience at all. But versus, now the brother I was talking about have a lot of experience in the field. But they didn't want to hire him. They'd rather hire a white guy. Well, you know, and I asked him, why you didn't hire him? Well, you know, these other people had the application first, and you find out the backstory, or no, they was just somebody's friend. You know, talking about somebody white friend.
But the thing is, Steve, that's the thing. Sometimes, although it might be race-related, the thing is we got to teach our brothers to learn how to network, because there's a lot of opportunities that I've gotten that most people wouldn't even would probably never dream of, and it's because I know how to network. I know how to talk to people. I know that it's not what you know, it's who you know. And a lot of black men mess up, and they don't get the job that they're probably qualified for because they don't know how to network. They don't know how to make friends in the right place to get them put in. You know, if you're looking for a job in a specific field, well, you find people that are already established, and they'll be like, all right, you know, I see what you're trying to do. Next time I see an opening, I'm going to help you out. I know some people that can pull some strings, you know. So that's important, too. It's not always race.
No, true. I don't think it's ever race.
I can't agree with you on that. With them white folks and money, it's always about race. Let's go back. Now we're bringing up race. Let's go back to black women. In America, black women are the most educated, okay? But yet, if they're the most educated, why is it that uneducated white women are running HR departments and yet black women with master's degrees aren't? Why? It's no logical reason.
That's a good point.
An uneducated white person can get ahead of you than your master's and doctor's degree black person any day. But that's when it goes back to systematic racism.
But you know what, Vice, I'm going to defend Gabrielle's point only on this, because I do agree with what you said. I just want to defend her point on this one thing. If when we get in, whether male or female, if we would concentrate on pulling each other in the way they concentrate on pulling each other in, then it would equal out. Yeah, there is racism, but we as a group, we get in and we want to be like, I'm not going to pull a brother in just because he's a brother. I'm not going to pull a sister in just because she a sister. I'm going to do what's fair. While they over there talking about, I don't care about fair. I want somebody who looks like me and talks like me.
Yeah, well, you're right about that. That's exactly what they do, because you don't hear too many brothers or sisters, you know, talking like that in these jobs. You know, they get in there, and I'm sorry, they start acting like Uncle Ruckus and Mammy in some of these jobs, and you're like, oh, my God. You know, you just shake your head. Like, really, brother? Really, sister? That's the way you're going to act in front of these folks? You know, sound like you're a slave somewhere. Yazza? Like, come on now.
Don't tell me they're really doing that.
Yeah, that's the way they
and
act.
It goes back
that's the way they act on some of these jobs. And it's sickening.
Well, it also goes back to the bad boy thing, because have you noticed that, like I tell people, if you're a warehouse worker making $8-$9 an hour and you dreaming of 10 and 12, a lady who, which is why I work in female-dominated field, a lady who sits down making $14-$16 an hour, she can't understand what you're going through as a dude working 8-9, dreaming of 12. You're always going to be less in her eyes depending on how she was raised, Gabrielle's point. So, you know, that's where another paradigm is.
May I say, again, you know, we talking about, I don't know, Pacific people or something? Because, look, I live in Minnesota, and I live in the St. Paul, Minneapolis area. So if you want to talk about racism, believe me, this is one of the places. Black people make up 13% of the United States population.
Actually, 14%.
Almost 50% of our males has either been in jail or is in jail now. That has to have a dramatic effect on what's going on as far as racism and stuff like that. Now, look, let's be real. Now, if you got an HR person that's black or a supervisor or whoever that's black, and they're in their bosses is white, and their whole environment is they're surrounded by white people, do you think he's going to sacrifice himself just so he could pull up his race? Because believe you me, if they catch him trying to pull up his race, they're going to get rid of him. They're going to destroy him. Not only is they going to fire him, but they're going to ruin his reputation. And that's the truth. That's what they do. You know, it's not
let
just,
me tell you something.
Oh,
let me tell you something. Hold on, brother.
That.
I disagree. I disagree with that on one point. When you're a smart brother, a smart sister, the first thing you do is you break open a company policy and you learn it like the Bible. That way you know what you can do and what you can say. And if they try to violate you in any kind of way, you got them. Okay, I knew his one brother would talk to them white folks any kind of way. He was a supervisor, and they couldn't tell him nothing. Why? Because he was in his rights, the way he would say stuff and the way he would do stuff. Like, they couldn't stand that a black man make him work like that. They hated it. You want to see somebody get mad? Why make a black watch a black man make a bunch of lazy white guys work? That pisses them off. You know, but we lazy. You know what I'm saying? We lazy for everything. I'm saying what I see in the workforce myself. You know what I'm saying? I'm not making stories up or whatever. You got a black man killing it, working hard. You got the Mexican man out there working and then but doing the same work, but he say, you know, okay, he tell a white guy to do it. They get pissed. And like, why? Are we all here to work? Whatever. And but if he find out you one of them lazy ones, it don't matter what race you were, he would be on you all day, all night. I had no issue with it because I stayed working. He said, you know what? Yeah, no, nah, he give me something easy to do. He said, now, he want to be lazy. I got something for him. Like that, and they could stand it. So they're not going to mess with you if you know company policy. And you don't have to be afraid of them. You ain't got to be, yeah, sir. And yeah, boss. And how you doing, boss? Forget you. I'm a man at the end of the day.
And you know what, to advice's point, because, like, I have 5 certifications in medical. And even my certifications does not guarantee me anything. But I just spoke with a bunch of people who was like, you know what, you need to go for that top certification. And I said, you know what, you're absolutely right. That top certification, just to take the test, is $400. But guess what I'm going to do? I'm gonna take that test because that's going to bump me tremendously up in salary. And to advice point, I walk in, you have less to say to me because I'm not just certified, I'm super certified.
Right, and if they want to get rid of you or lay you off, you say, you know what, I don't care. I came here looking for a job, leave here looking for a job, but because of my certification, guess what? I have a job tomorrow. I ain't worried about you. That's how you do it. You got to be set up like that as a black man, a black woman in this country. You got to do that like that because, you know, Go ahead.
But, you know, going back to the point, let me just interject. That's also when I got that type of mindset, I might love a divine queen. I might say, you know what, England is the place for me. 2 kids, used to be great. What I need for her to do is understand, here's this guy who is with me because he wants to be with me, not because I'm giving him good sex. I need to do the things necessary to keep this guy involved with me. If you're a woman and you're like, you know, whatever, you know, then a good guy is less likely to invest in something like that. Only a broke dude, kind of advice shows comment, only a broke buster type dude is going to deal with somebody like that. Real cats ain't going to deal with that, and we ain't got time.
And that's understandable. That should be understandable.
And look, you talking about the kids thing. Listen. If, like, say, divine queen situation, she got, say, she, you know, she was in a marriage, she had kids or whatever, that's no issue. Or even if a woman's in a relationship or had a few relationships, they were actual relationships, not, oh, she met a dude yesterday and she had a kid by him. You know, if it's some relationship stuff or whatever, there's no problem with that. You know what I'm saying? There's no issue. It's just, I tell people, it's not kids, it's just the way they come about sometimes, is what you kind of need to investigate. But situations like that, no, it's cool. I mean, you know, especially you got kids. make a family. Shoot, you know what I'm saying? Maybe the dad maybe not be around, and these kids may welcome you in and love you to death. You never know. I mean, just because, you know, you're not the dad doesn't mean you can't be a dad. You know what I'm saying? It's just you could be the best dad ever had, more than a biological. I mean, yeah. I'm not against that, you know, at all. And I don't tell a guy, don't you fool with her because she got kids. I mean, if you, especially you got kids, man, they have a Brady Bunch. Shoot. They made a show about it. Why can't you do it in real life? You know? I mean, what's the other show they had like that with the black people? What was the black show that was kind of like that in the past? Oh, my mind's blank. Well, the guy had his kids and she had her kids. Oh, man. Y'all help me with that. What show was that?
The Brady Bunch.
No, the black show like that. We had a few black shows like that.
I understand what you're saying. I know what you're saying, but because when you look at, for instance, social media, well, you know when you've got certain YouTubers that pump out a message and, you know, the crowd follows behind a YouTuber that pumps out a message, you will mm-hmm. see some of the horriblest comments, like, being left behind a lot of black women. And I think, wow, is it really that serious? Like, because I don't experience
Let me
a
tell
lot
you
of
about that. Most of that crowd, I know what you're talking about, most of that mm-hmm. crowd can't get a woman to save their life because they be saying, oh, white women are better. But if they were really better, you would have a white woman. And you wouldn't be in the comment section of YouTube complaining about females that you say that's, like, horrible, and you know what I'm saying? So you get a white female, you do what you do. But, see, they don't realize it's a problem with them, not the women. See, some of these guys don't realize they can't get a woman because they're the problem.
Right.
I've never walked around saying, I hate women. They did. No, because I feel like I have a lot to offer. So I never made videos saying I hate women and they get on my nerves and whatever. And even when I was making videos, like when I was going through my divorce, I was directing it at those behaviors my ex did and women who do those behaviors, not women in general, because it's not, you know, I feel like when you set yourself up as a man, you do have a lot to offer, so you don't have to worry about that. It don't matter about really race on that. So a lot of those guys, like you said, live at home with their mama. They broke. They don't know how to talk to a woman. They look to another doggone man or whoever on the internet to speak for them, which shows a lot of weakness for them. You know, mm-hmm. you can't tell a female how you feel on your own, or you can't even make a video on your own. You got to follow behind somebody. You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? I mean, come on. So we have a lot of weak men, unfortunately, in the black community. And it's sad that I found most sisters that are strong and actually will fight. So I'm like, I was so disappointed with black men with the L.A. Clippers situation. All the black women was telling me they wouldn't have played, their men are sellouts, and the black men was telling me, well, what you going to do? You'll play for him. He can't miss out on that money and stuff like that. Say, like, wow, really? Yeah. Donald Sterling called y'all all kind of names, and you'll still go chase a ball for him? No kind of pride whatsoever?
I was reading a lot of your comments that was left on your – when you done a video about that, I was reading down. I like to read the comments to see what goes through people's minds.
Mm-hmm.
And some of it, I was just like, wow, really? People really think like this? Like, sometimes it makes you question, do they really, really think like that in real life, or are they just putting that down just to cause another, you know, argument through the comment section? I don't really know how to take it a lot of the time.
Let me tell you about that comment section, Divine Queen, on my channel. That comment section sometimes is crazy. I had a sister hit me up talking about, can you moderate it? I said, I can't. I have almost 1,600 videos on that one channel alone. I can't moderate it. It's too much.
Yeah.
So if you step in that comment section, be prepared.
Mm-hmm. Now, I don't even watch the comments people put under my videos because people can be really cruel if they disagree with you. So.
Oh, but you know what, though? Divine Queen, have you watched my So Disrespectful YouTube comments video?
Not yet. No, I've got to catch up. Yeah.
Okay, so it's on my second channel, my Advice Show Media channel. I'm going to actually put one out tomorrow where I'm taking those rude and nasty comments. And I'm putting them up, and I'm joking about them.
Oh, okay. I'm going to be looking at
having
that
fun
video.
With the trolls. I found. Go ahead.
Go ahead. You found what?
No, I was just saying, I was having fun with the trolls doing that, and everybody liked it. So I say, hey, I like for them to leave nasty comments now. You know, you can talk crazy, you threaten me, whatever you want to do, but I'm gonna put you up. Like this one woman was cussing me out about my Mimi and Nico video, mad. Because I was talking about Mimi and Nico. So I said, I'm going to get her tomorrow.
Well, see, you know what? It's just like just a bit of risk research on everything too. You know, when people say black women are least desirable, again, that's Pew Research Center, and that whole template actually shows Cambodian women as least. I don't know why they try to take the small bit of information and say that it's black women when actually the model doesn't even say black women; it says Cambodian women. Now,
well,
with
that's
that
propaganda,
said,
brother. If you understand but, propaganda, you know what they're doing.
Right. And with that said, I have a video idea, but I haven't put it up yet, about this one brother. He goes by Atlas. And this guy, he had two or three part videos where he's like, yeah, women are most least desirable black women. And I sent him a personal message. I said, bro, have you looked at where you live? Have you looked behind you? Your life doesn't seem like it's developed, but you're focusing four videos on women? Shouldn't you be focusing on yourself, like how to go to Home Depot and get some furniture in this mug? But dudes don't want to see that. I'm so serious. Have you noticed most of the very popular, because there's only six very popular YouTube men who bash women. When you look at how they live, they don't really live like that. Or their house looks a complete mess. The most popular dude on YouTube goes from place to place to place looking for places to stay. I know he stayed at Atlantic Station one time. That wasn't his place. But people on YouTube actually believe this person owns these things. Now, nobody speak on it, but I just know that personally. So when I hear these guys and making these videos, I'm like, dude, turn around and look at your furniture, dude. Don't you need to make a video on how to go to Expo and get some granite in this mug? I mean, Jesus.
Hey, they got man, they were cussing me out one day, telling me I'm broke because I was saying I'll be wasting money on certain things. It's like, oh, you broke, you this. I say, wait a minute, if I run down to you just my little sound equipment, it would tell you I'm not broke. So why? So I just appropriate my money in places that's going to give me a return. I'm not going to be wasting my money on those stupid shoes. And then if I want to buy shoes, guess what? All my bills are paid, kids are fed, child support is paid. Yes, child support needs to be paid before you buy shoes. You know what I'm saying? And then you buy stuff like that. Because, you know, you got some of them guys to do that too. Like, you know, when I did about the child support thing, I said, look, man, I'm not for dudes not paying any child support. Pay your stuff. If it's wrong, well, go to court and, you know, get it fixed. But some of these dudes like, nah, we shouldn't be paying no child support. Like, man, you got to take care of your kid, man. You can't have your kid out here like that. Well, I don't want to pay child support. Get custody. Oh, you don't want custody, though. I'm for men getting custody with their kids.
That's crazy. Okay, can I just say one thing? Because obviously I'm in the UK.
Sure.
I do not understand a thing about child support. But from what I've seen, I did say on another different BTR broadcast, I did speak on one of a different one, and I mentioned it, and I was shocked because I'm an outsider looking in, so I'm a foreigner looking into the American lifestyle, what I see on social media. And what I have noticed and what really horrifies me and people that are over here is how our own people across the seas, it seems like our black people, our brothers and sisters overseas, use child support against each other. And because it's not something we do here, we don't have this child support thing going on here where black males are jailed for child support, their licenses are taken away. To us, it's like, wow, you would really use that against each other? Like, it's mind-boggling to us. We don't understand it. We don't understand how the system... How do Americans allow this system, like, to abuse black men? I don't understand it.
Well, you know what, let me take that real quick. What happened was men used to, and, you know, when you live in Europe, you know that men used to have custody over the kids once the kid was born back in the 1700s.
Uh-huh.
Well, in Europe, I say we because I used to live there, my fault, people try to be a little fair in European countries because they know life is hard. So they're not as most of them are not as brutal toward each other when it comes to the children. Either the father takes them or the mother takes them, or they come to some mutual agreement. Here in America, what we've done is we've created a system because what happened during the World War, people were dying and what have you, and some men at that time were abandoning. So men went against men. It wasn't women in court. Men went against men, and they said, hey, we're going to create court systems where you got to do this. The problem is now you have people strategically using it to vilify another individual at the expense of this kid. They're rolling around looking good. They're doing well. The kid is looking a shot mess. My last point, if you look at Beyonce's father,
no,
he gave that side piece $500,000. Now she broke?
Yeah.
How does that happen?
Right.
How does that happen?
Where did all of that money go? Where did all of that? It boggles my mind. I'm like, wow, like, I can't understand it. I'm sorry. No matter how I try to add it up, take it away, divide it, multiply, it just still makes no sense to me. I can't figure that math. I don't know.
Well, I don't know. Well, the way it works, Divine Queen, at least, like I said, I'm in the child support system. Whatever, 20% of your income for the first child goes to child support. And everything after that, it goes in 5% increments all the way up to 50% of your income. That's the way it works. Plus, you have to cover them on medical. If you get behind on paying child support, it was called being in the arrears. In other words, you owe. Now, you can work together with them. They'll put you on a payment plan and pay it off. If you choose not to work with them, and just not pay at all, then you can be jailed for, non-payment of child support. That's usually how it works. They don't throw you in jail the moment you miss a payment. That's not the way it works.
But that's crazy, because what use would be that father behind bars? And then what use would he be once he comes out of bars with the criminal record? I don't get it. That makes
sense.
I
agree with you. Like, if you take a man's license away, how is he supposed to work? How? He got to get back and forth to work. He can't be walking everywhere.
Well, and
you know,
what advice you? What advice you did that video on the man crying?
Yeah.
Yes,
how she did him dirty.
That.
How she did him dirty.
Yeah.
It's a lot of videos like that of men just in general, not just black men. Men in general, how they done dirty in divorce court and all this other stuff, and that's why too a lot of men in America is not getting married because of these laws. It's so crazy. A lot of men in general fear that because if you go into a situation. Let's say, like, you got some money, you really got some money, and if the woman wants to be devious, whatever, she can file for divorce on you and take half of everything that you work for. Not like you file, because 75% of divorces in America is filed by women, not by men. So what it is, men aren't even filing divorces like that.
It's the women. Oh, God. It's just mad because in England we don't have, we've got child support, but we refuse to use it. We refuse to partake in it. So nobody's claiming child support. And even if you was claiming child support, there is no part of that agreement includes getting a man's license taken away or him can be facing a jail sentence. There's no part of that. So even
and I'm thinking about moving to UK.
We don't have that here. It's non-existent here. So I'm like, when I see it and when I watch my brothers and sisters in America and I see them going on about child support and brothers getting lots of money and getting life, I'm like, wow, they need to abolish that law quickly. That needs to start.
Well, it's not just the UK. It's all of Europe. All of Europe really isn't on that. So it's like when you look at this new show, Paternity Court, yeah, the white guy spent 5 years in jail for a kid that wasn't his. There's no get back for that guy. Now DNA has proved the kid ain't his, and he's been asking for DNA the whole time from the state. They locked this man up. And so,
not only that, like, it's no paternity fraud. For instance, if they would just enact paternity fraud, like, for instance, if you sit here and claim this man, is the father, and we penalize him, we do whatever to you, him or whatever, and if it's come out it's a lie, they should say, we lied to the court, we're going to charge you paternity fraud. That will stop a lot of that from going on if these females get charged paternity fraud. But these men like Brian Banks, that man went to jail 8 years on a lie. 8 years. Well, now the recent thing I heard about her, they ordered her to pay them back, $6.2 million judgment that he got in favor. He ain't going to see that $6.2 million at all. Why shouldn't you get no jail time? I'd have been like this. Your Honor, I don't want the money. I want her to go lock, get locked up for 8 years, and I'd be happy on that. I lost my 8. Let her lose her 8.
Because you see, Divine Queen, here in America, we don't believe in fairness when it comes to the whole lady experience. And I'm not trying to belabor and say that it's a bad thing. I'm saying when things are supposed to be even and fair, we don't have that. So I understand sometimes ladies get the raw deal, and there needs to be measures in place for those people who get the raw deal. But the problem with Americans is, like Advice said, we don't have measures, countermeasures in place for the people who want to abuse the system. So when I had my son was on WIC way back when. Well, his mother disappeared, and I had custody of him. I just went down to change his name into mine. Well, that's when I got the reality as a 19-year-old, you a male. You don't get that. Huh? You got to go through extra paperwork to do that.
Wow.
And then later I found out, oh, because they normally bill the male. So if I, as a male, am getting this assistance, who are they billing? Because they don't normally bill it back to the person who's getting the assistance. You can get it, but you have to go through extra paperwork to do that. And I'm thinking, can you just transfer his number over to my name? Because how naive I was. So I'm just saying, outside of America, because it's so hard, it's much harder to live and survive. You guys work together a little bit better. You're not. You don't play those games to that degree. Here in America, it's like, you know what? I want to be shiesty, and I know I'm not going to get penalized for it.
Look, I'm gonna say this much: what ruined the American family, part of it, was feminism and a no-fault divorce, period. Once them two things came into America, it just destroyed it. Now, when it comes to feminism, you know, I tell black people, that's not even our fight. That's the white woman fighting with her man because he oppressed her. She was just a little bit above a Negro for a long time. He did her all kind of ways. She couldn't vote. She couldn't speak. She couldn't work. She couldn't do nothing but just be bad-feeding pregnant while he cheating with the slave chick. All that time. So, yeah, she needed to fight for her rights. But, you know, unfortunately, black people, because they always want a friend, going to be their mouthpieces for feminists, and these feminists don't even defend them. Look at Marissa Alexander that went through that situation. That would be a classic feminist case.
Yeah.
And yet, where's Gloria Allred and all them other feminists that be jumping up for everything? They don't do that when black women need help, but when white women need help, oh, they're there. That's why I try to tell black women, don't be joining no feminism, because we have never, black men has never had their foot on your neck. We have never denied black women employment or anything. We suffer together. So how can we hurt you like that? That's why I think it's a slap in the face for a black woman to say she's a feminist. This is my opinion, it is.
And I agree with you.
There's no reason, why would you need to be a feminist anyway as a black woman? I don't see the purpose.
Me neither. Me neither, Gabrielle. Me neither.
What are you fighting against? And like you've already said, like they don't defend us. Whenever there's something going on with women, and I don't want to say anything negative about anyone, but I remember when we were talking to the feminists on the show, I was asking about like issues abroad and just issues that we have in America. Like, okay, well you're talking about women's rights, but what about women that are being trafficked? What about women that are going through all different types of things? Like, what about women that, you know, at-risk teen girls? Like, why don't you reach out and help them? That's what I think feminists should do. Instead of sitting there whining about wanting equal pay, I mean, okay, yeah, we should get equal pay. I understand that. But why not fix, like, why not put some effort towards really helping women out? Because there's women that are being oppressed in ways that have a way more of an effect than not getting the same amount of pay.
You know, like I was discussing with the feminist too that was on the show. You know, I had a black person and a white person, and I'm glad I had that because to get both point of view. And we were discussing abortion and men reproductive rights. They don't want to hear no talk of men reproductive rights. Of course, it was nice in how they said it, but they don't want to hear no talk of it. You know what I'm saying? It's like, listen, like I said, my wife, you know, like I said, she's pregnant, and like I said, we have our child in July. Like I said, we recently did the 4D ultrasound. I got to see exactly what my daughter looks like. I mean, it is amazing, the technology they have now, right? And to look at, you know, my child and look at her and everything, how can you just want to kill your kid through the slaughterhouse of America called Planned Parenthood, okay, and nobody say nothing about this, and, oh, well, she got a right to choose and all this other stuff. And, you know, I was listening to whose show I listened to the other day? I think it was Tyrone's show, actually, I was listening to. And he had quoted that. Shout out Tyrone. He was talking about abortion. He was reading a statistic that most abortions happens for convenience, not for rape or incest. It was like a very small number they were quoting on the show. And I thought that was quite amazing, because I said, that's sad that you're just murdering kids for inconvenience. That's messed up. You know, why do women ain't stand up against Planned Parenthood? And they want to wreck a Planned Parenthood in every minority community, and Margaret Sanger believes in eugenics. So why in the world did you know, people are silly to even support that.
This is it. And no one ain't waking up to what is really going on. They're so busy fighting over so much stupid, frivolous stuff that means nothing. The bigger picture's not clear to them. They can't see it. That's what irks me. I'm like, wow.
There's a lot of stuff going on in society. Like, that's why I don't do a lot of them black women videos. Number one, it's boring because, like I said, that's not really the real world, for one. When I see a black woman on the street, we're not choking each other out, okay? It does not happen. I may speak, hey, sister, how you doing? Speak back. If she got an attitude, I just walk right past her. That's the bottom line, you know. But I talk about stuff that's affecting everybody, like them police. Them police is like some thugs, and I get every chance I get, I'm exposed to police.
Oh, they're over here as well. They're running rampant over here. They're targeting the black males over here like there's no tomorrow. So, like,
and you start recording them.
Yeah, we don't have racism like you lot have it. I notice you lot have a lot of black and white racism. We don't really have that here. If there is racism, it's underground. They're not coming out with that. Our racism is more systematic. We get, like, more racism from teachers, doctors, police, you know, it's more systematic racism we suffer here. So we notice that the police over here, because we've got a really serious police thing going on over here, they're allowed to stop and search boys from 9 years old. It's ridiculous. From you're walking with a group of three or more, you're allowed to be stopped and searched if you're acting or looking suspicious.
Well, you know, the problem over here in America done got to the point where they created this whole drug system for the bad boys. Well, there's less and less real bad boys. So now they have this big jail system that they have to feed. They have these city council members that have guaranteed some of these jails that are on the stock market, they have guaranteed them occupancy. When you look at the deal that they make, a lot of them guarantee occupancy. How can you guarantee a jail occupancy unless you are creating stuff to fill it? So now you have this system with traffic where they go around scanning plates, and they're trying to get as much into the system that they created as possible. But then, like y'all started the show, the bad boy, who's really a bad boy, he's more susceptible to be involved in all that nonsense. And like y'all have said throughout this whole thing, why would a woman want to get with somebody that has that issue on taking care of himself?
Yeah. This whole situation in this country is crazy. But like I said, Ms. Gabriella, before we wrap the show up and everything, want to do your thing?
Yeah, I just want to invite you all to check out my YouTube channel. It's youtube.com/user/GIGIAYUMU. And on the channel homepage, you can find all my links. You can find the link to my blog, my Twitter, my Facebook fan page, and also my Instagram account. Currently, I won't be able to really be active on YouTube until the 15th when I'm finished with all my homework assignments. But in the meantime, I still probably might post up a video or two. And so, and I'm also taking requests during the summertime. So if you are interested in me doing a specific type of video, you can hit me up on Facebook, on my Facebook fan page, and send me a private message on there. It's facebook.com/ Gabriella X A-S-A-R-E, and you can find me on there as well.
All right, well, I want to thank everybody for calling the show tonight, and special thanks for Divine Queen from calling all the way from the UK. Thank you, Divine Queen, for calling.
Letting me come on. Thank you very much for letting me come on your show.
Oh, you can come anytime, Divine Queen. You can hang out with us. You all got a bit invitation. Well, appreciate everybody for calling the show tonight. A lot of information, input, and everything. The people that missed the show or maybe caught in the tail end of it right now, I'm going to upload it to YouTube, to my social media channel. So make sure you like the Facebook fan page. That anything I post, website, any page, I post it there. So it's facebook.com/TheAdvised Show. Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/TheAdvised Show, Advised Show Media on Instagram. Now I will put my videos up for the day. Let me see. I got two police videos. I got one where the policeman had blinded a woman by shooting a pepper spray gun in her eye. He blinded her in both eyes. And then I have another video of a police just straight abusing a 69-year-old brother and tried to lie and say he was aggressive, but they caught them on tape abusing his brother and straight lying. So, you know, today, I guess, going to be police day. That's one of my favorite things to do anyway, exposing the police. One thing before I wrap this up, I got a comment from a racist. They were pissed off with me, and they said, I hate this nigger's channel. He's always making black people the victims, and whites look like they just savage. I'm like, well, I'm only reporting the news. What you want me to say? I can't say nothing other than that. I mean, what do you want me to say? I mean, I'm not lying. He didn't say I was lying in the news report. They are what they are. You know, I'm not Fox News channel. I'm not going to sit up here and just not tell the truth. But the killing part about it, I don't get it. I tell the truth on everybody. If somebody black doing wrong, I talk about it. If they white, Hispanic, whatever. So why are you complaining? See, it's okay if you talk. I can talk nasty about black people. I bet you if I say the most outlandish stuff about black people, it's okay. But I better not say nothing about them. Forget that. I don't coon. I let all y'all know that. I ain't cooning for none of y'all, because who cooning for me? Nobody.
Mm-hmm.
Get that cooning. Anyway, thank y'all for watching, and see you next week.
Thank you. Bye.